and this is a special coverage of the NBA Basketball Africa League, brought to you by Voice of America. I am Mukbil Yabaro, joined by
Sonny Young in the glittering Studio 3 with Mukbil Yabaro. Coming up at the top of the hour, the hometown team, Al Ahly of Egypt, will take on the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. We'll talk about that, but let's look at the opening game on Tuesday. Mukbil, you watched that whole game. Kind of a blowout.
Yeah, we had two teams that were playing desperately for their first win. Both teams came into the game 0-2, and unfortunately, somebody had to leave the arena 0-3. that happened to be the City Oilers of Uganda. They were just unable to keep up with the pace of Slack from Guinea. The Guinean side were able to blow them out by 28 points, 96-68.
I saw that result, Mukbil, and I got to tell you, I was surprised just based on what the Oilers did in their previous game against Al Ahly. Lost by two. Great comeback in the second half. One of the greatest, maybe the greatest comeback. And then they came up a little short and maybe just took too much out of them, do you think?
It's possible. It's possible. As we know, sometimes when you have tougher games like that, it kind of breaks your morale, right? You're down 35. You're able to make it all the way up until the end. But still, the team that has the lead is able to finish it off. Kind of leaves you with this, what if, you know, what if they win that game? What type of momentum are they coming into it to play Slack? It would have been a completely different team than what we saw. Jackson and I were talking about it earlier in the first game, that both of those teams, Slack and the City Oilers, have two very different styles of play and how they play, number one, but number two, how they start the games. So Slack, for whatever reason, even in the initial game that they, both games that they lost, they were in the lead for a bit of it. Mm. So they play really well in the first halves. They just haven't been able to close out well. And for the City Oilers on the other side, they start off really slow, but sometimes they pick up momentum and then they're able to, you know, try to come back as they did against Al Ahly. The problem is it was just a little bit too late for Slack, and they just wanted it more. Coaching, to me, also played a big part in it. Anytime they went for a run, Slack's coaching staff would just not let it go beyond, like, I think it was like 6 or 7 points. If they go on a 7-0 run, timeout. We're breaking it up. We're not letting them gain that momentum. To me, I think that was excellent, excellent coaching.
Oilers, a debutante team like Al Ahly. However, the Egyptian club in much better position right now with two wins in their opening two games. How do you see this matchup against the Cape Town Tigers?
I think the Cape Town Tigers, at the moment, they are 1-1. They showed us that they have what it takes to come back from a deficit. They were down, trailing Slack the entirety of the game up until the fourth quarter, and then they were able to win. But then they took a loss after that. So we've seen both sides, and I think they know what they have to do in order to get the win. So it'll be very interesting to see how they bounce back, because the loss that they took was against the Giants of Angola, Petro de Luanda. We call them the big boys, you know, with the big guns. They came out guns a-blazing. And they, at the moment, they're sitting atop the conference with a goal difference of 80-plus.
Wow. Wow.
It
really looks like they're out to lift the trophy this season.
Yeah, I think the most interesting matchup for them will be against Al Ahly. From what I've seen, they still seem like the more complete team. A lot of the players that we've spoken about are the core of that team. They've played together for a really long time. So it'll be difficult to see any team, honestly, from this conference come in and kind of give them that test that they really need. But I'm sure if anyone can do it, it'll probably be Al Ahly. So it's interesting to see what Al Ahly will do against Cape Town. But as we know, Cape Town has, you know, the brightest, probably the brightest star in the league at the moment. especially when it comes to just eyes, right? Zaire Wade, the son of Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade, is playing for the Cape Town Tigers. He's had some decent games, you know, been a contributing factor on the wins. And even in the loss against Petro, he still put up some decent numbers.
He did comment after that loss to Petro about the kind of playoff mentality of each game. Maybe it caught him a little off guard that you really got to come ready to play. I mean, you get only five opportunities,
right,
and you got to finish among the top four. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Zaire does this evening. Another interesting matchup, Muck Bill. In the paint, the big giant center for Al Ahly, Omar Arabi, the veteran center, 31 years old. I got to believe he'll be he'll be bouncing around in the paint with Peter Prinsloo, also a rugged player for the Tigers. That should be a really interesting matchup.
Oh, I definitely think it will be. This is not a – I don't want it to sound like we're giving the win to Al Ahly. You know, they do have home court advantage, and they've yet to suffer a defeat. But nonetheless, if they go up against Petro, we don't know what will come of them as well. So losing to Petro doesn't mean you're destined to keep losing. So we're going to see how they bounce back. And to me, this is a great test, because sometimes when you take a loss of that magnitude, you know, coming back and getting the rest of the team and the coaching staff and everybody to really buy back in and believe that, look, let's just brush that off, because that's only one game. This is not a series setup. It's very much bracket-like, you know, March Madness flow. So you lost your game. You're not out. You still have an opportunity to go out there and win. If we look at the standings, having one win is still, you know, you're still sitting higher than the City Oilers, who have yet to get one win yet. And Slack now has their first win. So we'll see. If you're able to get two wins, you're sitting a lot better than a lot of the teams there.
Now, Muckbill, as I look at the standings and the results, we're roughly halfway through at this point, the Nile Conference, maybe even a little more than halfway in terms of games played. Competitive-wise, I think we're seeing more blowouts or more lopsided margins than we did in March in the Sahara Conference in Senegal, that had five teams finish with the same record. What are your general thoughts? I mean, it seems like the local team from Egypt, Al Ahly, and Petro, they've really kind of separated themselves from these other teams.
I think that's a fair assessment. Slack as well, right? Like Slack, even in their first win, wins by 28. That is no small feat, right? So the question then becomes, why is it that teams are able to have these type of blowout wins? You know, like winning by 20 plus is not an easy thing.
No,
but
it isn't.
But it's happening so often in this conference. So what is it that's going on? Is it maybe, you know, teams just really catching fire? Because, you know, sometimes when you have a team, if enough people get locked in, you just really need two guys to really go off. And if they're getting the ball and they're really feeling it, you know, there are a lot of talented players in this league. So, you know, we've already seen 30-plus point games, from certain players already. Quite a few of them already. We've seen a 41-point performance.
Will Perry.
Will Perry tied Terry Stoglin from season one, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
For the most points scored in the Basketball Africa League. So we're seeing a lot of talent from that standpoint. So we really don't know what to expect. But I will say this. Teams that are winning or that want to win still have to close out and have to play really good defense. Like, defense wins championships. Petro is playing defense first, and that defense, in the way that they are just so long, strong, they are clogging up the paint, making it difficult for you to get shots off. So even when you do score, you're so exhausted, you know what I mean, that you can't really play defense, you know? So I think defense is key. Once you're able to, like, lock down and play defense, let your defense create offense for you.
I'm Sonny Young, joined by Muckbill Yabaro. We're here in Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. You're listening to special VOA coverage of the third season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Coming up at the top of the hour, Ahly of Egypt will take on Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. This third season of the Basketball Africa League is once again a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. The NBA playoffs are heating up as these Nile Conference games take place on Monday night. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Denver Nuggets both posted victories. Philadelphia with a big road win in Boston. They beat the Celtics 119-115. And out west, the Denver Nuggets defeated the Phoenix Suns by a score of 97-87. Muckbill, let's take a look at that Philly-Boston matchup. Philly playing without their Cameroonian star, Joel Embiid. He's having some knee issues. He missed game one. James Harden, vintage James Harden, steps up, and I think he scored a playoff career high 45 points, including talk about that step back shot at the end, Muckbill.
Man, honestly speaking, just from a purely fan perspective, I honestly didn't mind to see either of the two teams win, you know, Philadelphia versus Boston. I thought that Boston should have easily closed it out without having potential MVP Joel Embiid in the lineup. But we saw vintage James Harden from the Houston Rockets really show up, tying his career high in the playoffs, 45 points, and that dagger step-back three-pointer.
Beautiful.
On Al Horford.
Beautiful.
That was unreal.
Now, how would you compare what you saw last night, Muckbill, from Harden to the way he played during the regular season? Just the difference.
Mainly when he played during the regular season, he actually led the league in assists this year. So that means that, you know, he was really deferring to the big man, Joel, right? Letting him get his shots off. They were playing a lot of pick and roll style basketball, still getting his points and scoring in certain moments, but he really wasn't the main option for scoring. But it just goes to show you, when you have that level of that caliber player, when you need him to step up, he can step up. We saw it earlier on in the first series against the Brooklyn Nets as well. He really showed up, I think, a game or two where they really needed some points from him. He scored 30 plus. And he really showed folks that, hey, just because Embiid is out doesn't mean that we are not, you know, capable to still potentially beat this Boston Celtics team. To me, I feel like for the Celtics to have lost that game without Embiid and at home, that's demoralizing. You know, man, it's going to take a lot for that team to really buy back in and make sure that they don't lose a second game. But with all the momentum that Philly have, if they're able to sneak that second game in, we really don't know when Embiid could come back. He might not be able to come back by the end of the series. So, man, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough call. But I like James and what he's doing right now.
Muckbill, out west, the Denver Nuggets, big win over the Phoenix Suns. Nikola Jokic bidding for a third consecutive MVP in the league, and they will announce the winner later Tuesday night of the MVP award. Well, Jokic certainly put up some MVP numbers against the Suns in Game 2. 39 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists. I know the voting for MVP has already taken place, Muckbill, and now we just await to see who the winner is. But Jokic has certainly put his name right out there again.
Jokic is that player who, when you really just watch his game, the game is very effortless for him. He's not the most athletic player on the court. He's not really flashy, so you don't really get that level of excitement that you might get from watching other players. And also, Denver isn't really on TV as often, right? Even though they were the number one team in the West. So a lot of fans, honestly, outside of their fan base, don't regularly get to watch them. So you don't really know how great he is. Alongside his teammate, you know, who is a superstar quality player, Jamal Murray, who's been injured for, I would say, right after the bubble season, he got hurt and he's been out for some time. He's just getting back in the groove. Last night only had 10 points, but that's because Phoenix turned on to making sure that he didn't beat them, right? Because the game before that, game one, in game one's victory, he had about 30 plus. So you have to stop Jamal Murray, but you have to stop Nikola Jokic. So where do you go? You got to pick your poison. And I think they tried to let Nikola go off yesterday, but he made them pay.
Muckbill, the MVP award will be announced later Tuesday night, right before game two of the Knicks-Miami Heat series. And right now, Miami leads that series 1-0. Jimmy Butler just continues to play some excellent basketball.
Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buckets in the playoffs is a different caliber player, honestly. I feel like he kind of coasts during the regular season, and as soon as playoff time comes, he just kind of just turns it up. But to his credit, he's playing well with that team. They're the first team since the play-in option happened to be able to beat a top seed, you know,
yep.
And to knock out the Milwaukee Bucks. And now he's playing the Knicks, who have had a lot of momentum as well. But they are without their superstar, their all-star, Julius Randle. So Jalen Brunson is leading the pack at the moment. So we'll see how game two unfolds.
Well, I know we've talked about it earlier, Muckbill, about the MVP voting. The three finalists are Jokic from the Nuggets, Joel Embiid from the 76ers, currently sidelined by a knee injury, and Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks. His series is over after the Heat pulled off that first-round upset. But I'm going to go with Embiid to win his first MVP. What about you, Muckbill?
I think everyone saw the level of dominance that Joel Embiid showcased this year. We saw how different the team looks without him, right? When you remove Joel Embiid from that team, it's such a small ball type of team that they play, because he's a big that, even though his size is huge, he still can play like a small ball type of player, right? He has really good footwork. He has the three ball implemented in his game. He can blow by defenders. He can actually cross you over. It's actually really wild what he's able to do at his size, you know. But you remove him and you see how many second shot opportunities the Celtics were able to have yesterday. Tobias Harris was playing like a stretch four, stretch five yesterday, and he was just, everyone's getting rebounds over him. it's not his fault, but you know, when you have Embiid there, Al Horford can't really get down there
as
he does. But I think he really did what he had to do in order to get the MVP. It'll just be kind of bittersweet if he's unable to make his mark on this series, as Boston has been a challenging opponent for Philly for the last couple of years. For him not to be able to assist his team, whether they're able to beat them or not, I think he really would love to be able to play.
I'm Sonny Young, joined by Muckbill Yarborough. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, Al Ahly of Egypt will play the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. The hometown Egyptian club off to a good start with two wins in its BAL debut. The Cape Town Tigers, one win and one loss so far. Let's go back to the NBA, Muckbill. In the late game Tuesday night, out west in San Francisco, California, kind of talk about star power. We got Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors, two-time league most valuable player, coming off a phenomenal 50-point effort against the Sacramento Kings, going up against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, game one of another second-round series. How do you see that best of seven?
Honestly, it is the King versus the greatest shooter of all time. Man, this is going to be a tough one. You know, I personally am a LeBron guy, so I may be biased in that instance, you know. So I'll just, you know, keep it out there. I would like to see the Lakers win.
Okay.
But, you know, having seen what the pathway that the Warriors had to go through in order to make it here, sometimes game sevens are actually helpful in that that momentum carries on to the next game.
Okay.
But sometimes, it, as some of the players are a little bit older, their legs might be a little tired, right? So it just kind of just depends. Like, I know some players, when they're older, they would rather keep in motion and keep playing because the off days make them a little tighter. So when
and
they get
Steph's what, 35 or so?
35, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not young anymore. You know, LeBron, we always talk about LeBron being 38, but really LeBron is only like 2 or 3 years older than Steph. So Steph is in that era, right?
Okay.
In that generation. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But I think, you know, just the simple fact that we've seen this meetup of these two great stars for so long, that seeing it this early almost feels like this is the finals, right? You're like,
it does.
It's like, is this the finals, or what, would one of these two teams that win be in the finals? It's going to be very interesting. But I think for me, the key to both the teams are actually not Steph or LeBron. I think for the Lakers, the key for them to win is AD.
Okay.
AD staying healthy is going to be the key thing, because he's such a dual threat on both sides of the floor. Defensively, he made it hell for the Memphis Grizzlies. You had Jaren Jack Jr., who was the Defensive Player of the Year. He was awarded the Defensive Player of the Year, and Anthony Davis made him look like he couldn't play defense. And then on the other side, he was shot blocking everything too. So, you know, AD clogs up the paint. He's really good with his hands. He's fast. He does all these things, but he's also injury prone, unfortunately. And if he gets hurt, I think the Lakers series is done.
Well, the Warriors kind of, I wouldn't call it a mediocre season, but they certainly started slow. They just had these up and down periods throughout the season. Do you feel like maybe they're gelling at the right time?
It could be that, but it also could just be that Steph really did not allow them to lose. If we really look at that game seven, right? Outside of Steph, the rest of them had mediocre performances. Andrew Wiggins was the second leading high scorer with 17 points. Klay Thompson had 16. Draymond had 8 points. Poole had 8 points. That's a $130 million guy. How are you giving me 8 points?
Wow.
In a game seven, they got to step up. So Steph definitely put up 50 points, but he also took 38 shots because he was the only one that was going. It wasn't like I don't think he thought to himself, I'm going to go out and try to score 50 today. It was like, my team needs me to score because I'm the only one who has it going. Give me the ball. And to me, that level of, like, you know, like, want to win is what makes Steph such a champion. Like, he really just put the entire team on his back in game seven in Sacramento, right? The Kings have not been in the playoffs since 06. That arena was crazy. It was blaring, but he somehow was
able to silence them.
That's greatness, man.
38 shots. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of shots.
He could have put up 75, maybe.
Well, coming up, Muck Bill, we've got the hometown Al-Ahly team from Egypt playing the Cape Town Tigers. Al-Ahly, like Petro, very well established. It's been around a long time, the club. How important is that in terms of, like, financial stability, you know, bringing back a core group of players every year?
Yeah, I think even the history of basketball on the continent in Egypt is so long, right? The game has been there for so long. Some of these clubs have been established early 1900, like, it's they've been around for
over 100 years.
Right. So it's like, once the game has been established for that long in that country, the fan base is there, the people are locked in, they're interested in the sport, because as we know, the most dominating sport on the continent is soccer, known as football, right? Worldwide. So some of these other countries are mainly football countries, but then they started playing basketball a little bit later. Now the development and the infrastructure is starting to be built now with the help and the assistance of the NBA Africa and the likes, right? But when you have a country that already has an established understanding of the game and a fan base and the infrastructure was already there, it's easier for folks to buy in. They've already known about it for so long. The average citizen walking around in Cairo, knows about basketball, understands the game. They see it on TV. So all these things I think are very important, you know. And also having the fans, right, come out and watch and support you in your hometown will always give you that advantage as well. So,
and looking at the roster for Al Ahly, they once again made, I think, a very shrewd pickup. The guy that I like a lot, Nuni Omot, played his college basketball at Baylor University. He's been playing very well so far in this third season of the Basketball Africa League. They've also got a player. I'm talking about a non-Egyptian player. I'm sure Sheck probably can give us some more information. Dramane Kamara, 19 years old, power forward. And the another import player for them, Michael Thompson from the USA. So it'll be interesting to see what they contribute, Mukbil, against the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting to see how import players play with the rest of the team to see if they're a cohesive bunch. You know, are you, like, what is it that you're doing? We spoke about this season one, season two, season three. It's always the story, right? You have players that have the ability to score, but what is your purpose on this team? Are you scoring because the team needs you to score, or are you scoring just out of your own sheer want to, you know, add value to yourself, right? And sometimes those players are not really for the team. They end up hurting the team, even though their individual stats may look like they're helping, but they're actually not.
Well, coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes, we'll have the second game on Tuesday in the opener. Slack winning big. I don't have the result in front of me, but they won by almost
96-68, 28-point
wow
victory.
96-68 for Slack Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Guinea, and that was their first win in the BAL. The Oilers will have to regroup. Realistically, Mukbil, they have to win their last two games, I think, to have any shot at making the playoffs.
Yeah, I definitely would have to agree. I think they have to win the next two games. And even with that, you would be at 2 wins and 3 losses. But they've actually ended up playing some tough competition already. You know,
they played the toughest two teams, right off the bat.
Right, right. So sometimes it might be helpful to get those guys out the way. You know, see kind of where you're at with it, and then decide to jump in with the rest of the guys. If the City Oilers would have beat Slack today, they would have been on pace probably to finish it off 3-2 potentially. But every game is different. Every day is different. You never know. They might be similar to the Rivers Hoopers,
right,
of the last conference, right?
Well, you mentioned Zaire Wade. We also talked about Peter Prinsloo. He's got a big matchup in the paint tonight. Another American player, Josh Hall. He's a player to watch, I think, tonight.
Josh Hall is their leading scorer at the moment for the Tigers. It's going to be very interesting to see how he's able to get his shots off today, how they're going to guard him. I'm interested to see, because what I've noticed is a lot of the teams have been making adjustments. I have yet to see teams not look towards the leading scorers and kind of just make them, you know, I would rather have somebody else beat me than the leading scorer. So if I'm able to kind of corral and cause some kind of chaos for the leading scorers, let the rest of the team show me what they can do. So look to see Hall get guarded relatively tough, at least early on and starting off.
If the Tigers can, I think it might be an upset. If they were to pull off the upset tonight, Mukbil, what would that do for their confidence?
I think it'll do wonders for their confidence. It'll help them. Their record will now be 2-1, putting them in a really good spot. And that would also mean that Al Ahly will also be 2-1, but because they had that head-to-head, they'll have the advantage. So it's a big potential game for Cape Town Tigers if they want to advance.
Well, let's give some shout-outs for our producer this evening for the pregame show, Mike Hove. Thank you, Mike.
Big Mike. And we have
Cornelius.
And we got Cornelius Tenor on the boards today.
Making sweet music, Cornelius Tenor. I love that name.
Awesome, awesome.
Coming up, in just a few minute or two, we'll have Gabal Africa League action. I'm Sonny Young with Mukbil Yabara. We'll be back at halftime.
Yes, sir. Let's go straight to Cairo.
At home are always a tough prospect.
We are extremely honoured to have the talented Usher Kumagisha courtside delivering the breaking news and hot off the press and the team tactics, all the rest. Big encounter, isn't it, Usher?
Yes, it is a big encounter. You can feel the tension on both benches, but it is why we're here tonight, to watch great basketball, and it is exciting.
Very exciting. Thanks very much. The fixtures and results, the Oilers, well, they came up against a very organized, slack team who managed to play the game of their lives to get their first win in 368-96. That finished. Tigers up against Ahly tonight, and then tomorrow Slack Petro, and then Beira up against the Cape Town Tigers in a bit of a derby down in the Southern Africa zone. Petro atop with 3 from 3. Ahly a second with 2 from 2. This is their third game, and they take on third place Cape Town Tigers. You can see where Slack, they've moved up the table as well. Well, let's now take a look at the home team, Cape Town Tigers, followed by an interview with their coach, Rashid Wallace.
Coach, considering your last game and how it ended, what sort of attitude do you have today?
Well, we're going to find out when they toss the ball up. But from our preparation and from all our film sessions, it seems like our guys now understand the level that we need to be at. You know, Petro, I look at them as the class of the BAL at this moment. You see what they're doing to everybody. They totally dismantled us. And we're going to see how we respond. But I expect us to respond like champions.
Coach, when you look at this team, Al Ahly, they're playing at home in front of their fans. How ready is your team against that?
We better be ready, because as much as Petro is the class of it, Al Ahly is right there with them. And so we have to come out and be ready to take their best punch early, and it's going to be a championship-level match. If we are who we think we are, we have to come out and show we're ready to compete, unlike we did again.
Yeah, fighting talk from Coach Hazard. We will now take a look at the opposition, Al Ahly.
How the last game ended, it was very close against the City Oilers, and you won by 2 points. What sort of attitude do you have ahead of this game?
Well, the game against City Oilers had two sides. You know, we had we did a pretty good job for 30 minutes, 28-30 minutes, and bad game in the bad performance in the last 10. Of course, we have to build on the good things, you know, and try to remind the good things that we did for 30 minutes, and that's what we try to do against a different team, a team loaded of talent in the perimeter and in position four with Hall. So it's going to be a tough game for sure.
They have Coach Tulbi, and of course, hearing from Rashid Hazard, and some big calls, some big statements being made, and of course, looking at the starting fives, of course, I think it's important that we can say that there's been one very important change for the Cape Town Tigers, as we can see here, Q.
Yeah, Zaire Wade coming into the starting lineup, no longer coming off the bench. Evans Ganapamo has had a quiet tournament by his standards. Mike Benajay hasn't been firing on all cylinders. You heard Coach Ruby talk about that man, Josh Hall, and Peter Prinsloo is going to be in the front court. On the other side, Michael Thompson. Omot has been one of the standout offensive players in this BAL Nile Conference. Zaran Abul Nasser, and we cannot ignore 7'2" Orabi inside the paint.
Yeah, and they'll all eyes on the rotation and what he actually does. They nearly allowed the City Oilers to come back and reel them in, just win it, beating them by 2 points. So what will Coach Shulby do? Will he rotate as much as he did? Will he keep Omot on? We'll have to wait and see. It's time for tip-off. It's time for this massive battle that's taking place here in the shadows of the pyramids. Orabi gets the better of Prinsloo. Al-Ali pick up possession down in the corner and go for the first points of the game. Oh, a reverse shot coming. And it's a beautiful one from Zaran.
Touch on defensively. Zaire Wade gets a partial block, but the ball comes out, and there's the first Cape Town Tigers turnover.
Yeah, picked up by Omot. A good hands, and being very tricky as he is. He had a fantastic first half, and he started it off with a powerful manner as well, with a fantastic 2-point shot that landed in its perfect destination.
Very, very skilled offensively. Nuni Omot can hurt you in a variety of ways, and that's a silky touch to start out.
Josh Hall, there's a lot at stake. That's a great drive through. Gets the better of Omot as well. He's smiling a little bit, Omot, at one point, because he said, I just didn't manage to deal with that. But that was good from Hall.
I like that matchup. That's going to be one of the key matchups, especially here early to start out.
Here he is, Omot to Orabi. Now, Prinsloo needs to defend. Over the top he goes on the big man, but he's hurt himself a little bit and he's not in a good place. Prinsloo defending, and he's in quite some pain here, Orabi, which could be a big, big issue for this Al-Ali team.
Well, he goes to ground as Orabi almost immediately.
It's the underarm. Just below his left elbow, but he's in some pain. He's in a lot of pain. I was wondering if it's the tennis elbow, because that is extremely, extremely painful. They got the spray on it, and he's going to go off for a couple of minutes, and that makes complete and utter sense. On will come Saif Samir, but Orabi with his teammates. It's quite a concern, isn't it? So well, early on.
Certainly is, because he gives them great production, and it's not only his scoring on the inside, he's a pressure release. And let's see if we can have a look here. Gets his back to the basket, is clearing out his arm, and then just almost a delayed reaction in terms of pain.
You know, it might be, when you have a dislocation, because they're holding his arms in a way that there's something maybe around the shoulder socket. I mean, when you hold your arm like that, there's, I don't know, they're looking at the elbow as well. It looks quite, we'll get more information. Usher can get information from anybody, from any place here in Egypt courtside. So we'll be hoping and banking on you, Usher, a little bit later on.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting medical attention from the team doctors at Al Ahli and the BAL medical team. I'll give you an update very soon.
Thank you so much, Usher. Here's Hall. Hall on the outside. Just steps back a little bit. Got to get points from possession. Here's Guanapamo. He's big expectations from Guanapamo. Goes over the top. Prinsloo with the defense, with the offensive rebound. Makes it safe. Hall gets it back. Goes for a drive. Oh, that's an offensive foul, I think. Or maybe. No, he's going to go to the free throw line. In fact, Zaran was still moving marginally.
Well, already some good signs for the Tigers in terms of their movement. There is a drive in, and just a little bit late was Zaran getting his body into position on the move, and the referees make the call, so it sends Josh Hall to the free throw line.
First front of the rim.
Well, he struggled a little bit from the free throw line, as Josh Hall is 28% shooting.
Two misses from the free throw line. These are some things that need to be sorted out just to make sure that they get themselves into the right frame of mind. Points are so precious when you're in possession. Here's Michael Thompson and the pressure from Wade. Picked up his safe. Samir goes out wide. He's dangerous. Zaran very quick, isn't he? Doesn't manage to get hold of the ball. It goes out of play. And it looks like it will be Michael Thompson who picks up possession.
Saeed has got some chances to go to work inside the paint. And I'm sure he's not used to having that much time, but it looks like the Tigers are going to allow them play a little one-on-one inside the paint, well, at least initially.
Ahmad for a big three-pointer, and it lands perfectly, shooting for the stars.
Variety of ways he knows how to score, and that's just more showcase of his offensive bag.
Yeah, he's very much a deadly component in this Ahly team, but Coach will be keeping him off the court, averaging just around about 20-odd minutes, less than 25 minutes. Here he goes again on a big charge, goes up, and there's a little tap in Zaran. Look what he does. And no, it's not going to count.
I call it offensive interference, and they don't count that score. And I think fortunate for the Cape Town Tigers, because that was a big momentum builder if it had gone in.
And it looks like there is a timeout, which is called, 2 minutes and 25 seconds. And just to give us an idea of, you know, just the tension here in this sports hall. Cape Town Tigers 2, Ahly 9.
Voice of America special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young in Studio 3 at our VOA headquarters in Washington. Right now we're in the first quarter in Cairo, Egypt. The hometown team, Al Ahly, off to a good start. They lead the Cape Town Tigers 9-2. 9-2, we're early in the first quarter. One of the key players right at the start for Al Ahly, their South Sudanese import, Nuni Omot. He has 5 points to start the game, including a big three-pointer from the corner. He is Al Ahly's leading scorer with 5 points. But right now, 9-2 in favor of Al Ahly. Looks like a good crowd in Cairo. The Cape Town Tigers hoping to win their second game of the BAL season. They have a record of 1 win and 1 loss. Al Ahly have won their first two games, and so they're near the top of the Nile Conference standings. We'll go back to Cairo now, and first quarter action, Al Ahly leading 9-2.
Well, a very early timeout. We thought that maybe there would be these kind of scenarios that were taking place. It's 2 points for the Tigers here in Cairo and 11. I think it's nine, isn't it?
No, they
counted the 2 points following the review.
Yes.
During that little timeout. So they do get the points finally. So it is 2-11. And it is Zaire Wade in possession, coming up against Zaran. And just teasing and provoking him, seeing what's going to happen. Ball comes out, good opportunity. Benige and Prinsloo unable to release properly. And Al Ahly pick up possession cue.
It's going to be so important how Cape Town Tigers adapt defensively. They are being stifled on the offensive end. There's a steal from Ganapamo.
And that's a good steal as well. He tries to go up. The shot doesn't fall, but Michael Thompson getting in the way of Ganapamo, and he'll pick up a foul. Ganapamo goes to the free throw line.
Well, he hasn't had the best conference yet, has the young Central African small forward. He's been a stellar player for them in two seasons, but his numbers are a little bit down, 10 points, 4.5 rebounds, but what we're concerned him is the 25% from the field in the two games.
These points are important. Hostile environment here in Cairo, just making a bit of noise for Ganapamo. Asha, coming over to you. Did you pick up anything from that early timeout? And what's the latest on Omar Arabi?
Yeah, I spoke to the doctor of Al Ahly, and he suffered a contusion to his left elbow. He was feeling numb with his fingers. He's been given some medicine, and they continue to ice it. And they hope that in a couple of minutes he'll be back on the court and available for selection.
Okay, he's still trying to get, I can see his hand moving, he's still trying to get that the nerves sorted. That is lovely. He's having the game of his life. Amir Zaran, 21 years of age, playing in the World Cup qualifiers for the Egyptian national team, and just showing up like a pharaoh at the moment.
We saw flashes against City Oilers. He is good attacking the rim, Zaran.
Very quick indeed. And there's the defensive game from Ahly.
working really hard to try and keep out the damage limitation in defense. That's what it's all about.
And that's the thing about playing high-quality teams. You blink and 10 points are put up on you. And Cape Town Tigers really have got to try and control possession tempo. And they've got a knockdown shot from the free throw line. They have struggled from the free throw line throughout competition.
Benije, the Nigerian, goes for a three-point shot. And that is a big score and an important one as well. 6 points to 13. If they can start hitting them from downtown, that will prove to be a very big asset for the Tigers. Thompson waits for movement. Saif comes and offers the screen. It goes, it's a floater over the top. Pinpoint precision there from Thompson.
They are executing with excellence, Al Ahly. They're finding different ways to score. And once again, we're just watching some really great offensive basketball.
And there's a traveling call going against the Tigers as Prinsloo tries to give Guanapamo the chance to steer himself into a good position. They're giving him a little bit more ball at the moment, which is a great thing. There's the Gibidinje, the Binije three-pointer there.
Or off the pick and roll from Prinsloo, a nice wide-open shot for Binije.
Omot into the hands of Saif Samia. Still on for Orabi. No sign of Orabi coming on just yet. That's nice, nice, very smooth. He came from nowhere, sneaked in.
That double team comes. Thompson recognizes it, cuts into space, and that's a nice find by Omot.
Here he is, Guanapamo, standing up, mid-range two. It just comes off the rim, back out, picked up, taken down court there by Nasser. And a charge coming through the paint, tries to get it back out, but he finds Guanapamo, who's not in the same team. Boy, he tries to get his pass through. It's a little bit lucky, but Hall is there, straight down the main corridor. On the attempt, they pinch back possession. It's a good steal and a chance for Hall. It comes back out. Zaire Wade, who tries to get himself on that for the long-range shot. Knocked out of bounds. Tigers pick up possession. Oh, I like this heat. The temperature is starting to rise a little bit.
Hall, two-handed flush, and that's because of just great awareness, being at the right place at the right time. And they said it, dunks can help spark the offense, and that's a nice finish for Hall.
Wade, Binije, back out, finds Hall, calms things down a little bit. Binije, straight through the middle, goes up. Can he find himself the chance to score those points? And there is a foul. It's Saif Samia who fouls Binije. Good work from Binije.
Again, just natural flow of the offense for Binije. Gets himself close range, misses, gets the rebound back. He's working against Thompson, couldn't scoop it up. It falls right back to him. Fakes, does draw the foul, and now to this troublesome free throw line. They've been shooting it at 57% throughout the competition. They need to do a little better.
Need to step it up. 4:35 left in the half. First is good for the Nigerian. And there is Rashid Hazard watching on, communicating with Josh Hall in a big way. Second, and that's better. That'll up their percentage.
Three steals already for the Cape Town Tigers. It's something that might please Coach Hazard just a little bit.
Well, there you go. That is massive. Massive three there coming from Omot. He just stands out from the crowd. He's up to 8 points now.
He is a 42% shooter from the three-point line in this competition.
Wade gets the ball out. Picked up here by Hall. Hall. Prinsloo. Traveling call against Prinsloo.
These little turnovers will frustrate the offense, will frustrate the coach, and especially just off the dribble. And that's another Cape Town Tigers turnover in this quarter.
Kelly coming on as well. Omot, Thompson. Omot. Monitored by Hall. A little bit frustrating. He kept him in close quarters, but just a little bit of contact with that left hand.
We're two players with a similar frame, and the way that they move also quite similar. It's a tough cover for anybody, is Nuni Omot on a good day. Hall, struggling to stay in front, has to commit the foul.
Asher, we're coming over to you because we know that seeing Omar Orabi go off just after a couple of minutes, you know, is obviously a little bit alarming. I can see that he's just coming back out now. Has he got a bit of... What's the state of play?
Well, he's received a lot of treatment, and they'll just wait to see if he, you know, his fingers react and he's no longer numb, and then he can be available to get back on court. But he's not feeling well. He's disappointed that his time on the court was cut short. But he's a positive guy. He'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. The former Gezira Giants, who now plays for Al Ahly. He's got strapping on that shoulder of his. And all taped up, so we'll get the lay of the land. Q.
Binaji driving in Zaran again. Caught in an awkward position, and he's going to have to take a break because it's the second foul.
Yeah, there he is. And he races off just as quick as he is racing into the paint to try and score.
Here comes Amin, and that's a useful substitution for Al Ahly, to say the least.
An Egyptian flash of lightning replaces another. Here we go. Binice trying to get his shots. It's picked up. Good defense, offensive rebound from Prinsloo. Hall picks it up. Goes through. That is how you do it. And Hall with another dissecting maneuver through the middle.
Well, I guess we get a sense for what presence in the paint Orabi has, because that was wide open and it was an easy drive and dunk for that man, Josh Hall.
Yeah, sterling work by Hall. Webster comes on of New Zealand, first representative of Oceania. There he is with a mid-range shot. Saif is way to make tidies things up at the back. Binice got Prinsloo. That's given him a little bit of space, a little bit of a chance to get the ball out to Hall. Hall's shot doesn't go in the right direction. And Wade comes jumping over towards Thompson, but it's Al Ahly who pick up possession.
Well, a nice matchup. And just another look at Hall getting by the defense for that two and making it look really easy. Almost all five defenders flat-footed on that possession.
Yeah, including Corey Webster, which is not normal because he's a very fast and slick mover. Here we go, another chance to drive through. Amin goes up. That's nicely done. And he made it look too easy there for this Tigers defense.
Lovely use of the body and the rim by Amin to get two more into the bucket.
Just slinking around like a salamander. Prinsloo for three. The shot comes off the boards and it's been made safe there by Omoc. He's on first player into double figures. Safe, safe. That is fantastic. Cover play. Really good by Kelly.
That is fantastic cover by Kelly. Getting up with the big boys and, in the words of Asha Axistin, I see up there coming in on the cover block. Excellent work. This athleticism up above the rim from Tele.
Well, I'll tell you, gentlemen, just yesterday they were playing a pool game against each other, and no hard feelings after that play there. You can see that there's good blood between them, but that's what makes the game of basketball incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Pure athleticism there, as we are at the free throw line. Important points these are. Important shots for the Tigers. Benice back in business. He just hit those last two. He's moving into a good place now.
It's how you get your rhythm back sometimes. And Benice gets to the line about 5.5 times in a game, and he's been shooting it at around 40%. I'd expect that to get better.
Yeah, that's 4 from 4 for him, though, which is absolutely top notch. They keep it at 10 points. We've got just less than 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. High-octane occasion here at the Dr. Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall. Well, a little bit of lost possession. Once again, they go again. Wade getting in front of the big man. Drops it into Kelly. He can't take the pass, and it's just a little bit frustrating.
It was a difficult pass to collect from Wade. The idea was right, but just a little bit too low and below the range that Tele could actually pick it up.
It was like a thorn bush down there, you know? It's like, aye! Oh, this is big news as we see that man, Omar Orabi come back on. We'll get the lay of the land and see if he's okay. Lots of strapping on that left elbow. Look at that! Where did that come from? Shooting stars from downtown in a big way. Omar is doing the business again.
That is his third connection from long range. He is just lasered in. He is sublime.
Here we go. Wade fakes mid-range two over the top. Picked up. Yanapamo does really well using the boards there to get two. And that's important for him to get those and get himself up to, what, 3 points now. One from the free throw line.
Fifth offensive rebound for the Tigers. They've done a great job trying to pick up second chance points.
I'm in. Oh, that is just top quality as well from down the left-hand side. Up the 30 they go. It's a 14-point game. Got to get points now, Tigers, before the end of this quarter. Four from five, one from six, just to give you an understanding of the lay of the land.
They are red hot from the perimeter, and they put up around about 30 shots a game from the three-point line to Al Ahly.
That's beautiful as well. Just came off the far side of the rim, up in the air and down she goes. 18 points to 30. Picked up. Here's a chance. Tilly. Can he go through? He goes up, through, and in! Big, strong statement there from that man, Killing.
He uses the Euro to great effect, and he gets a finish using the rim for protection.
10 points, and 4 seconds remaining. Amin goes up. It goes over the top. It's made safe. Long-range shot coming in from BJ, but it doesn't go in. Well, how about that? Interesting. 10-point lead.
And we are back on a special VOA program coverage of the Basketball Africa League. We are watching the Cape Town Tigers versus Al Ahly. Al Ahly leads 30-20. 10-point lead. I am Muck Bill Yabaro, joined by Sonny Young and Check Tierra. What's going on, gentlemen?
Check, great game, man. A lot of excellent plays.
Absolutely. First quarter, 30 point, and a lot of intensity toward the end of the first quarter. I think this is really a balanced game, you know. We will see who's going to end up. We see all players competing the highest level right now, Sonny, and from both sides of the court. We see all of them are experimenting. It's G League team and G League players on both teams. And it's very balanced right now. But they're down by 10 points, you know. And my separation time is the third quarter.
Third quarter. Somebody's
separating themselves since first quarter.
What about Nooney? Nooney's separating himself a little bit.
Man, Nooney's off to a blazing start. 13 points.
13.
Nooney said, I'm not here to play games. I'm here to play seriously. Nooney,
yeah.
He is a star, man, and we're seeing his level of play, man.
And what a pickup by Al Ahly for this tournament, McBill.
Yeah, no, I'll swing it to Sheck, man.
Al Ahly really, really showed that, they have a solid starter to go with. You know, we've seen them beat everybody by. They score 90 points, over 90 points every game they play. We see against City earlier, they could easily score 90 points. And we see they raised the score to 30-point difference and went to sit on the bench and let the bench finish the game. That was very, very... very, very nice to see that the coach was. They almost lost that game, you know.
Right.
And they made us leave an NBA three moment to finish the game with that. So that really show you that Ahly team have a lot to offer right now. And Nooney playing like, I belong to the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Why I gotta play with these guys? You know what I'm saying? Somebody who went to Baylor, right? And he see himself competing in the highest level, playing D League.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the league in Africa. I'm like, confidence.
Yeah, a lot
that's
of
what
confidence.
I see. That's what I see from confidence. This kid. Confidence is really big on this game. I think all of them have it, but it's too early to call who's going to win.
It's amazing to see because he's also shooting at 80%. It's not like he's out here, you know, playing at a low percentage. But second quarter is underway. Cape Town Tigers 20, Al Ahly 30, 10-point differential. Let's go back to Cairo.
So they're in a pretty good place, Al Ahly. It depends on Coach Shulby. Asha, we need to come over to you because there's all sorts of things going on with lots of conversations, a little bit of chit-chat on the side of the court. What's going on?
Yeah, just listening in to Coach Hazard. He wants the Cape Town Tigers to continue using the screens at the top with Prinsloo setting up and giving themselves a chance either to shoot from the perimeter or to drive to the basket. So far, they've done well on the defensive side, denying Al Ahly any points in transition, and it's working. But There's 14 points that have been scored in that paint, and they need to stop Al Ahly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing to do, but we know that it's nearly possible, having seen them win their first two encounters ever in the BAL. But we just saw Gunapamo hit two, which is a great positive thing. Shot clock down to five. Gendy goes up for his first attempt. Off the boards and in. That's a big score from him.
When it's going your way, the bank is open here in Cairo, and he deposits the three.
Gunapamo getting a bit of confidence. That's still in play, and it's been picked up. Amin! Big score from Amin. The dunk.
Just fantastic hustle play from Amin. Didn't give up on it. Stayed with the basketball, and he rewards himself with a wonderful dunk.
Benice. Gunapamo going around the outside. Goes out. Oh, he turns him inside and out. Amin didn't have a chance. That's good. That's good to back-to-back scores for Gunapamo. He needs to come to the floor.
That is great signs for Gunapamo. He's trying to play with a little bit more aggression and confidence on the offensive end.
He was one of the standout players, of course, last season for the Tigers. So we want to see a little bit more from him. Here's Omot on the outside. Shot clock down to five. Time's running out. Will Omot get it back? Webster turns, tries to get it in. And he's a sneaky, sneaky customer, isn't he? Little tip pirouette, spin, and then he still gets his shot in before the shot clock.
Very interesting phase, because the Cape Town Tigers have gone into a zone to try and neutralize Arabi's size on the inside. We'll see what kind of adapting the Al Ahly Red Devils have on the offensive end.
That was unlucky. Benije just trying to get his jump shot in as he got fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. That would have been a chance for 3 points, but it's just two on the free throw line. 8 minutes remaining in this first half, and I think there's still so much to come here in Cairo as this Nile conference starts to heat up nicely.
Every single game has the intensity of a final from here on in. We saw it in the Sahara Conference. The theme resonates throughout the Nile Conference. There are no days off. Every game matters, and you've got to approach each game as if it is a final.
Omot goes off, and we've got a change with Marwan Sahan. It's his birthday today. Will he get a nice present with a win? We'll have to wait and see. Benije, he's 100% from the free throw line.
Slowly but surely, he's accumulating points, just grinding it out. First player on the Cape Town Tigers in double digits with 10 points.
Amin Webster. Webster picks the ball up.
11 points.
It's all right. It's pretty much the same. It's only one. We're okay with that. Here we go. Going through. It's been put up in the air, and Arabi tries to get his hands on it. And they get possession back. That's good defensive play around the biggest player in the Nile Conference.
It has to be physical inside the paint. They're going to have to figure out ways to keep him outside. And yes, you credit the Cape Town Tigers defense on that one. Just a little bit of a bump from Prinsloo sends Arabi out of bounds.
And that's the second time that he's got in the way. The first time he went off with that injury. Gilly tries to duck and dive. Mid-range two as he goes back. That's a fine score indeed. The jumper goes down. It's a 9-point lead.
He did well to control himself. He looked like he lost his footing, but he squared up well in the air, and he makes the two. Tough take.
Yeah, but when you're an athletic chap, you can do those kind of things. Arabi up against Prinsloo again. Let's see what he does. Oh, that's great. Oh, does he get away with it, or is there a little bit of contact? I think Prinsloo may have sneaked in a hand somewhere.
Well, because of the amount of contact, Arabi spinning right into the body of Prinsloo. Just have a look. The turn in, and maybe a case for a little bit of an elbow. Depends on the interpretation. Then we have a look at Tele's shot as well from there. Just at the free throw line.
Amin getting the ball out to Webster. Webster drives a big 3-point effort there, just goes out of bounds and completely misses. Don't know really what happened there, but he won't be too happy with the with his range.
It's an interesting phase of play when Nuni Omot is off the floor, because the depth of Al Ahly is good, but we haven't seen a primary scorer come to the fore just yet.
You know, that's a good point, Q. You're not just a pretty face. Wade. And that gets knocked back. And they'll pick up possession. Josh Hall giving the ball back to Al Ahly. Sirhan will take it. Just a little mistake. You can't make those little mistakes. Got to be focused and on the ball all the time. It's all that focus. Every single second against the Giants. And Al Ahly Giants. Here is Webster trying to make amends. Doesn't manage to score. Wade picks up the defensive rebound. Thanks to Hall. Oh, it's straight in. Prinsloo! And a big statement dunk there from the captain.
That is a great play. They push up ahead above Orabi, and it's a quick transition too. Easy bucket for Captain Prinsloo.
Super score indeed to boost the confidence. Webster. Amin goes through. And there is contact. I think it's going to be Prinsloo, logically, who just got in the way.
Might be a call on Billy. Comes across on the cover.
Good call. Thank you.
He does pick up the foul. It's 13 foul for the Cape Town Tigers. Another look at that beautiful pass to Prinsloo for the finish. Amin was the Egyptian League MVP in 2022. And he does come in with some pedigree. A lot of talk around his play on the floor.
And here are the Tigers with Wade. Wanapamo. Paul trying to make himself available. Tries to get there. Oh, it's just been pinched, stolen. Very quick, isn't he? He's got the Cobra hands, isn't he, Q? Amen.
Sharp work for sure.
Kendi down into the corner. Long range three. Doesn't fall. And a little fall over. He should be okay, Sahan. And the ball comes out. Wanapamo goes for three. Wanapamo comes off the metal. Made safe by Orabi. Wanapamo makes amends. Tries to find an option. Prinsloo for three. And it's a big score from Prinsloo again.
We're starting to see some identity here from the Cape Town Tigers. They're finding some of their normal shots. Prinsloo wide open on the feed. Wanapamo with a great find.
Here's Gendi. It's down to 6 points. And look at Orabi.
Offensive foul.
That is absolutely incredible what Prinsloo is doing. He's like a man possessed. This is a, you know, I don't know what they've done this week. You know, since the loss against Petro, of course. But I think that so many adjustments have been made that you get the impression that they've been stirred up. They're all possessed. The wizardry is coming out.
Well, you've got to expect a response, especially after a disappointing loss. And this is the kind of response I think that coaching staff will be happy with. On the other end, Al Ahly not looking too rattled at this point. They still hold on to a 6-point lead, and they'll continue to just ride the wave, and they won't be too perturbed by any scoring runs that are being thrown their way.
Asher, have you got any extras to add to this intriguing encounter?
Yeah, just standing next to Coach Jilbey. He's, of course, not pleased with the recent run of form from his Al Ahly players, but he knows they'll take care of business. They just need to settle down. And just this small break here is perhaps the breather they needed. Let's see how they react on defense.
Well, the thing is that Omot's not on court. And like Q said, you know, it's one of those periods where there might be a moment where they can take advantage. He goes again. He can't get that score. It's been picked up. And that's really nicely done. Mike Kelly tries to find some space out to Wade. Wade doesn't go for three. Kelly picks it up, drives in, tries to get past. Oh, it's been knocked away. But surely, oh, what about that defence? Incredible.
Heads up play by Orabi. That is allowed in FIBA basketball. Ball on the rim, just tapped off. Sharp work. Excellent defensive play.
It's because he's 7'2". It's just remarkable. Here he is. That won't count. But they will go to the free throw line, it looks.
A blocking foul called on Prinsloo as he goes to ground. It's end-to-end stuff. And that's another look at the ball being tapped off the rim. And Tele drives by, goes left. It was on its way in. It gets knocked off the rim.
It's such a crazy scenario, isn't it? Cape Town Tigers 33, Al Ahly 39. Game on, 4:26 left. We'll take a break.
And this is a special broadcast of the NBA Basketball Africa League. Cape Town Tigers 33 versus Egypt's Al Ahly 39. They are up by 6 points. But we have seen the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa roar back and try to get back in this game. The game is only, they are only down by 6 points.
Peter Prinsloo, their captain, hit a big three-pointer. The momentum at that point, I thought, was in favor of the Tigers. But, Sheck, what do you think of the game so far?
I think the Tigers are more competitive the last 4 or 7 minutes than the Al Ahly team, because, you know, the Al Ahly team doesn't have nothing to lose. If they lose this game, they're still good. But if Cape Town lose this game, they're in trouble.
Yeah,
they're in trouble.
Almost must win.
Yeah, so they're playing the tense of intensity and tense of aggressiveness that you see the last 3 minutes, that if they play around, they're going to separate themselves from the second court.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. With 6 points differential between the two teams and about 4 minutes and 26 seconds left in the first half, I think if Cape Town continues to do what they're doing and keeps pace with their momentum, this lead can evaporate, you know?
Absolutely. And they're competitive. They're right back in your... Every time they get scored,
they're right back into your rim.
So it's competitive. I really like it. You know?
Yeah. No. It's going to be very interesting closeout for this second quarter to close the half out. But we will see, man. We'll see how it goes. And we'll be back at halftime. We're heading back to Cairo.
The Gun Show. Long-range shot from Amin, made safe by Gannapamo. There he is, back in business, takes the ball up court. Back out, Gilly tries to find... Oh, it's just not the right pass into the hands of Sibanyoni, who's come on it. Prinsloo has gone off. So they've got to be careful there, because there's a bit of a mismatch, of course, with Orabi. If he gets himself into the paint, made safe. And picked up by Gannapamo. Here he is. Gannapamo going through. Again, they just can't get possession. Wade does really well. And somehow they get hold of possession. Bit of a scramble there, Q.
Scramble all over. There's a lot of hustle being displayed by both teams, and it's fascinating viewing.
Nicely done by Wade. Tries to get his shot off the rim. Just doesn't get the range. Picked up by Amin at the back. And I think there's a foul. And is that on Orabi?
Sibanyoni for call for an off-the-ball foul. The hold, it looks like. And it's Cape Town Tigers in the penalty, so Orabi will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, he's the player you've got to watch out for. The moment that he steps into the paint, he's got to be completely surveyed and marshalled. Otherwise, he'll just take an easy pass, and we know what he can do. He doesn't have to lift his heels off the ground. So that's where the foul came from.
Well, he's 100% from the free throw line so far in the competition, Orabi. He shoots it very well for a man his size.
Looking very good, very slick, up to 41, an 8-point lead. Need to keep up the intensity that they've showed us going into the final 3 minutes. Here's Josh Hall. Josh Hall goes up. That's fantastic play. The strength and the use of the hands going through the thicket. Points are scored.
Just again, get put in the pick and roll situation and looking to attack. Orabi just off that pick and roll, goes right at him, scores, gets up above him. And that's athleticism on display by Hall.
Yeah, it's not often you can get above the clouds, but he most definitely did it on that occasion.
He's looked at different players so far. Josh Hall has been a lot more aggressive. You can say that about almost all the Cape Town Tigers players on the floor.
They've all been surfing clouds so far. Let's see if they can shoot for the stars at the end of this encounter. Thompson back on court. Zaran. And Omot, of course, the danger man with 13 points to his name. Gannapamo trying to keep an eye on him, but also Sibanyoni. made safe, picked up by Sirignone, taken forward here. Let's see what they can produce from this attacking move. Is Hall, Hall around the outside, still floats one over the top, picks it up again and just calms things down. The shot clock back, goes back to 14.
Well, he manages to keep his balance amazingly, getting and picking up that offensive rebound. They have another opportunity.
Benitez tries to get the pass. Omok just gets in the way of Ganapamo.
There was 0.3 seconds left on the shot clock on that position, so probably was going to be a turnover anyway.
Thompson, 2 minutes remaining in the first half of this high-octane battle. The hosts, Al Ahly, nicely done. Zeran over the top, but it's... is that going to be a foul potentially on Sahan? I think it is. Sirignone at fault. That'll be his second.
It's a nice floater, and then just again, more hustle. It's evident on both sides. You can see how much this fixture means to both these teams. And there is very little quarter being asked for or given.
And just because of what he offered when he came on for those for a few minutes, looks like Samkelo Kile is going to come back on, in, which makes sense.
I know.
Just giving Josh Hall a little breather.
I don't think that the bench is going to go more than 7 to 8 deep in terms of rotation for the Cape Town Tigers. They're going to try and keep it tight, I'm pretty sure. But we'll see as the game unfolds.
But I think we saw that with Slack earlier. It was the same scenario. Another good shot there coming in from Sahana. Spent time studying in Charleston and Oregon as well. Ganapamo, Wade. That's a great pass. Look at that. Put it in, one-handed. Beautiful pass, beautiful score.
Yeah, it's eagle-like vision from Wade. He sees the pass slide in right behind the defense, and Ganapamo with his first dunk of this competition.
Needed it. Desperate for that. That's fantastic play as we see this man, the danger man. Oh, he's just incredible, isn't he? Omot is unbelievable.
It says some people are just gifted scorers. They make it look so easy. Omot is one of those people.
I don't know. He's got jet boosters that just keep him off the ground. It's just extraordinary.
Well, there's a holding call. It'll be the 14th foul. Now look at the Ganapamo off that beautiful thread. A beautiful find from Wade.
Brilliant. Absolutely top quality. And they get possession back. This is a moment that they really want to take advantage of. Wade in possession. Ganapamo's there. He'll take the pass in turn. He'll go up for it. Look what he does. Oh, he tries to stick it in there. There's a foul that's been committed. He'll go to the free throw line. Amazaran getting in his way.
We're looking for a second highlight. He was wide open. Zaran did well to come and contest. And the rule is, you're either going to score the two or I'm going to send you to the free throw line. You can't have both.
You cannot have both.
That's a man's foul.
You can't get cookies and bonbons all on the same plate. That's for you, Usher, that is. I know you like that one.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But great to see Ganapamo coming alive. This is the Ganapamo that we know, that we've seen in the BAL. And what better way to do that than against the host team, Al Ahly?
Well, listen, he's probably found some the right medicine. His dad's a doctor, of course, as we know. But he's obviously got the winning medicine that's been drilled into his ear by his coaches and his teammates, because he's playing so well. And we wanted him to play so well, and he's come to the fore.
Second Cape Town Tigers player into double digits with 11 points.
Here is Omot around the outside. We've got 54 left to play. It's a four-point game with Thompson going up. It doesn't fall. Dilly makes it safe. Wade and Ganapamo moving into position. I like the movement off the ball for the Tigers as well. Kelly goes up, tries to little fade, and a beautiful. He's so good at that, Kim.
The way he shoots the basketball, it makes it very difficult to block. So he gets the nice touch, and he gets the favorable shooter's role.
He's the Leonardo da Vinci of African basketball. Shot goes up. Comes back down. Ganapamo again picking up possession.
They have a chance to tie.
This is so important with 12 seconds remaining. Can they tie? Can they tie? They can't. It's been picked up. And look at this man. He races down. Zaran. In the house, making the moves, making a statement. How about that?
Zaran says it with his chest, gets into the paint, up, in, and takes the game up two positions.
Massive score from that man, Zaran, the 21-year-old, leaping up in the air and crashing down like thunder. Cape Town Tigers 42, Al Ahly 46. You'd be pretty mad to not watch the third and fourth quarters of this encounter. We'll take a break and a breather.
Voice of America special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with
Mukbil Yabaro and
Shaktiro,
the big man from Bamako.
Yes, sir.
Great competitive first half. Right now, Al Ahly, the hometown team, leads the Cape Town Tigers 46-42. Slam dunk right at the end, Mukbil, by Amir Zaran, 21 years old. Do you think that's going to give them the momentum going into the second half?
Honestly, that's what they needed, because it was looking like a whole lot of nothing in the last couple of minutes from Al Ahly. They started us off with that big lead, and slowly but surely Cape Town kept breaking it up. I honestly don't know why they went away from the big man Nooney. Nooney has 15 points. 13 of his points came in the first quarter. For whatever reason, they went away from him and stopped giving him the touches. Amir Zahrani put up about 8 points. Michael Thomas has 4 for them as well. I'm not sure why they went away from, you know, what do they say? Don't fix it if it's not broken. It's not broken, don't fix it. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, if it's not broken, let it go.
Just let it flow, man.
But it's working on the Cape Town favor, because they're really taking advantage of a lot of loose ball, you know, and when Nooney is not on the bench, whatever. They also understand this team doesn't have a very good bench, you know. We saw that the big man did a goaltending, I would call it, because, you know, the ball was still on the ring.
That was goaltending.
Yeah.
That was a bad no call.
But
officiating is difficult, though, in
difficult
real time.
Because something go out of your missing. I'm pretty sure if they went to look back, they will caught up on it.
Right.
But I really think, like, it's a very competitive game. Four points is nothing. And this kind of the way the tension is, I really see Cape Town really want this win. Like, they really need this to make a decision about the fourth team that's going to be qualified from the sixth team of this Nile Conference.
Taking a look at the scoring charts, Evans Ganapamo, 11 points for the Tigers. Michael Gabinje from Nigeria, he's got 11 points. And Josh Hall from the USA, he has 9. Pretty balanced scoring, Mukbil.
Yeah, seems like they started to get everybody involved. Their offense initially was always going through multiple people. We have Zaire has no points, but he has about three assists.
Some nice. He had a couple really nice assists.
Yeah, he has 3 assists and he has 3 rebounds. So he's getting in the mix as well. Just hasn't been able to score just yet. But the team is moving the ball around really well. They're finding the openings. It seems as though the difficult thing for the Al Ahly side to do is protect the paint. Like, all they're doing is just one blow-by move at the top, and the paint is just wide open. For whatever reason, maybe the bigs just aren't able to swing around and rotate and get there fast enough. They got 20 points in the paint. For Cape Town, but 22 points for Al Ahly, so it's relatively balanced from that perspective.
Amir Zaran, he had that dunk right at the end of the first half. He has 8 points for Al Ahly. Nooney Omot, their South Sudanese import, he has 15 points. Mukbil, let's bring our man Sheck into the NBA MVP voting. They're going to announce the MVP later Tuesday night, Sheck.
Oh, man.
Got 3 players, 3 finalists. We got Joel Embiid from the 76ers, Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets.
The Joker, they call him.
The Joker, and Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think Mukbil and I are kind of going with Joel Embiid. Who do you like, Shaq?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. The man really got into the MVP finalists the last 3 years, and he's having a phenomenal season right now by being, you know, playoff for, you know, this year, you know, and they always been, but it looked like they're going really hard this year because they won the first one. And if you talk about Giannis been out, you know, already. So Joel Embiid keep going, and he's been playing like an MVP. You know, we saw all the playoffs, first series, he's have so many 40 points in the playoff. Mm-hmm. And so, and he's also, his game haven't decreased, if haven't increased. He increased point, you know, increased rebounding, increased ability to make shot. So he's, that's his moment. I really think Joel Embiid deserve it this year. Yeah. Joker, how many times he got it? Two times.
Back to back. Giannis has it twice too.
Back to back. So why not give him a chance to have one? I mean, not because giving me a chance, but because
I think he has played an extremely really well put together season. Very dominating performance overall. Very dominating in the regular season. But it's unfortunate right now he's actually injured at the moment.
I hope he gets to play against the Celtics.
Yeah, so
I think he's going to come back because at this time of the season, you after 82 games of the regular season, you're always going to have some bumping, you know. And you know,
as long as it's not too serious.
Because like, I seen last playoff, he was wearing knee sleeves and stuff. He still had the same problem, but he was able to play. Hopefully, he'll come back to the next game, but they ruled him out for the first one. And that was a victory for them.
Very big win.
I did not see that coming, Chuck.
Harden needed. Away in Boston.
Boston is the Garden is arguably one of the hardest places to play in, right now. Especially right now with this team and how well they're doing. The fan base is really riled up. So for you to go there to get that win. They said the beard is back, man.
I love it.
They said the beard is back.
45
career. He tied his career high.
Yeah.
And off of a step back three game winner
over Al Horford.
That was big. That was really big. He made it work. You know, I really think like you know, anything's for grab right now. If you see Milwaukee got kicked out by Miami, anything is possible.
And Miami's playing some really good basketball.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Playoff. That's how they call it.
Playoff Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy.
He said, I am him. He said, I am him.
I'm him, yeah. So it's going to be fun, you know. I mean, NBA is really another level, you know, Sonny. You know, we've seen a lot of stuff this year compared to the last year. We seen team that was eliminated in time early, and the Golden State and Lakers will be the match of this century.
Now that's got the star power. Today, that one has the star power.
Today will be.
Do you understand when I tell you I am at home watching this game tonight, solo dolo? You know, I'm at the house. I'm gonna be watching.
I am missing
with my ice cream and popcorn and ready to go. It's gonna be a show, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the playoffs are super exciting, but. You know, bringing it back to the BAL, it's super exciting to see that league that has been around for so many years is what's building this new infrastructure on the continent, you know?
Yeah.
I think they've really incorporated, the NBA has definitely added some persuasions about some of the concepts we're seeing in the Nile Conference, including the swag that the players have been showing off on social media.
Absolutely.
Gym bags and T-shirts and that type of thing.
Yeah, I've seen one, Michael Jingi, a Nigerian-American player that played in NBA for Detroit Pistons. He's actually playing with the Cape Town.
He's
very good.
Yeah.
You know, he have 11 points so far. This is a lot of players people don't know much about.
Right.
You know, he have a good tradition of he played for Detroit Pistons, I believe, on 2016. He was picked number 49, you know, and he was born 1992, 30 years old.
Okay.
And he's one of the guards that play for Cape Town right now that people even don't know, but he's there. You know what I'm saying? Just like Nooney.
Right.
You know, this is a player who have been in the NBA. So you see a lot of experimental players playing in this league, and just because of that NBA, you know. And, you know, NBA also allow all this team to have the kind of dynamic. You get money to get players you want.
Right.
You know,
right.
Every team gets some money to get your players,
right,
you know.
Right.
And they want to make it like an NBA style, but in a little bit smaller.
Right, smaller scale.
Looking
but
to get bigger,
right,
you know, by bringing more players in the NBA.
And even some of the coaches in the NBA have had some experience in Africa.
Yeah.
Mike Brown of the Kings, NBA Coach of the Year. He was coaching Nigeria just a few years ago at the Olympics.
I think he was coaching Nigeria.
Yeah.
No, the Tiger, something Tiger from Nigeria.
Okay.
Or River.
River Supers?
Yeah, maybe? Something like that. I think he was the coach for that one, but I can't remember off. But Mike Brown was there.
Yeah.
He became the coach of the year, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah. For the Kings.
From the Kings.
Oh,
yeah.
And we saw what the Kings did. They took the Warriors to game seven, and it could have, you know, it could have turned. Who knows? De'Aaron Fox, I think, is one of the new faces of the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think if he doesn't get hurt game four, or I think late game three, he got hurt a little bit with his wrist. If he doesn't get hurt, maybe they steal one game before that and they could finish the Warriors off in six, you know?
Yeah.
You were telling me about the Kings to watch out for them, right?
I was telling you, man. These guys, they're a serious bunch, man. I like them.
Young guys that can play. You
they
know?
They have a really good core now. You know, if they're able to keep both De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, who were two all-stars this year, right? Paired up with Malik Monk, who's actual a Kentucky teammate of De'Aaron Fox's,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
They played together in Kentucky, so they got that chemistry there. But he's coming off the bench, putting up 25, 30 points. I feel like he's finally found his footing, right? This guy is a player who has that caliber. He's always been able to get buckets, but it's like he didn't find the right team for him, and I feel like this team is really working well for him, so it's good to see that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we spoke about the NBA being in Africa, a small NBA in Africa, you know, we think about a lot of stuff that come with it. You know, I remember when before this season turned, this Basketball Africa League started, the NBA bring all the African players that make a team. Team Africa, I don't know if you remember.
Jordan, Team. Was it the World Team?
Like the World Team and Africa.
US.
It was Team Africa against international players.
Yeah. So that was like to remind all these players that you started with Basketball Without a Border, you know, because all of them was in Basketball Without a Border.
Yeah, like Siakam.
Siakam, you know, Bismack Biyombo, Joel Embiid, you know, Gorgui Dieng, you know, you see even Batum there. Batum was there.
Mm.
And you see a lot of players from here. Congo, Serge Ibaka was there, even though he was not playing. I think it was Andrew, maybe. So it was something to see that, you know, that's what turned to be this right now.
Right.
You know, we need everybody's support on this. And you will see a lot of players coming from this right now as we go, Sunny. We start seeing going to college. And why not? If Chinyelu go to the NBA, it would be the first produce players from the ball.
And I know Embiid has gone back to Africa in recent years. I think it really says a lot when they do that, Shaq.
Absolutely.
It shows their roots and, you know, how they came to be where they are now.
Yes. There is a quote say, I don't know what country in Africa, it's Burkina Faso. They say if somebody washing your back to clean your back, make sure your stomach is clean inside. You know what I mean?
Okay. I like that.
You see what I'm saying? So the NBA came and really give you the way. You know what I'm saying? Like the button. You know, when you do track, they give you to come. They give you the things, the next person to run. I don't know.
The baton.
Baton. And you take it over. That's what NBA gave it to them that. They need to really take over. And I see one country doing very good with that is Kigali.
Right.
Paul Kagame is doing really good job. He's a big supporter of sports. In his
life.
And I think if we get more of that in Africa, it will be very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox, you mentioned De'Aaron Fox of the Kings, Muckbill. I didn't even know this award existed. Mm-hmm. He won the Clutch Player of the Year award in the NBA.
That boy's clutch.
Who best comes through for his teammates in the clutch.
In the fourth, man.
Okay, so he was big in the fourth quarter.
Huge, huge. And
clutch.
Yeah.
That's my first time hearing that.
Yeah, no, he's very clutch. But you know the interesting thing
I thought
about,
that would be Damian Lillard, but you know.
Sometimes, and Sonny and I were talking about this earlier, right, Shaq?
Yeah.
The problem is there's certain teams that don't get a lot of, like, national television time, right?
Like the Wizards.
The Wizards, unfortunately, the local team, the Wizards don't. But
Kuzma.
Right? Denver doesn't, even though they finished number one in the West, they don't really get a lot of nationally televised
games. No, they don't.
The Kings don't either, right?
Yeah.
So when you have the team like the Kings, who were the third best team in the West, and a lot of people didn't even know about them or, like, haven't seen the team really play.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. You think to yourself, like, man, are they the real deal?
Yeah.
But you watch them. They're the real deal, man. Yeah. Like, they won a lot of games. Look, they were up 2-0, and then the Warriors were able to just lock in because they are a championship-caliber team and beat them three times in a row.
Yeah.
But then they went into the Oracle, which is not a place where you go and get a win.
And just win.
And won by 20.
In the playoff time.
Won by 20.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I really like that young core. Coach Mike Brown, Coach of the Year. I'm really glad that he's also getting his recognition and respect, because for years people have said that, you know, sometimes it's a double-edged sword with LeBron, right? When you coach LeBron, it was all him, right? Mm-hmm. So the coaches don't necessarily get the credit for at least assisting him, because they were relatively newer coaches as well when they started.
So he was
him.
One of the early mentors for LeBron.
I think him and LeBron both learned from each other.
Okay.
You know, because he was young in that coaching role as well with Cleveland. But he had a lot of success in the Eastern Conference, just wasn't able to get it done to that level because, you know, the talent, honestly, at the time for the Cavaliers wasn't really fully there for LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what make it this playoff series for them really the historical moment. It's like we got LeBron again without KD. So how are they going to come out? You know what I mean?
And this is also a LeBron team that LeBron has a cast with him, right? Yeah. If Anthony Davis can stay healthy, this Lakers team is a problem. I tell people all the time, like, people are not understanding, like, after the trade deadline happened, right? After the trade deadline happened, the Lakers were the best team. They had the best record after the All-Star break of any team in the NBA. Yeah. What does that mean? That means that they traded correctly. They made that Russell Westbrook trade. They got D'Lo. They picked up. They made it work for them, and they were able to win. Because before that, they had, like, barely had, I forgot what the percentage was. They almost didn't make the playoffs before.
Yeah, they were borderline.
Their trajectory wasn't
borderline. Yeah. And, Russell coming in there was a big add to the playoff caliber. Anthony Davis, nobody knows what he's gonna do because you cannot count on him on the playoff. I'm not gonna count on Anthony Davis on the playoff. I'm a true Lakers fan. I would say that loud unless he showed me otherwise. But
skill wise,
because he bigger injury when we need him. You know what I mean?
Man, we will continue this conversation. You know, as we go. The third quarter is underway in Cairo. We will be back for some analysis in a little bit.
Third quarter, so important that the Tigers start well. I guess also important that Al Ahly start well as well.
Amen. Orabi's on court as well. Thompson for a big three-pointer. It's a massive score from down in the corner. Trigonometry style.
Excellence in execution, finding Juice Thompson wide open. Even though the contest comes from Wade, he knocks down an important opening three-pointer.
Beniche tries to get the ball over across. It's been stolen. It goes down. One-handed dunk. Amir Zahran, the man.
He is super athletic. And again, defense to offense as he skies for the flashy dunk.
And all of that. There's a big change in the scenario as Prinsloo gets the ball back out. Hall goes through the middle, likes to spin. Oh, that's good work for Morabi. The defensive maneuver there to swat it away.
There might have to be an early timeout call here. Momentum completely on the side of Al Ahly.
Thompson for three. Another big shot from Thompson. Juice opens the sluice gates.
Big time shots from Juice Thompson. Back-to-back threes from that man. And we talked about him picking his moments. And there we have a look at it again. Sets up off the dribble. The defense from that man, Zahran, getting up and getting in.
Some big style shots. Big scores. Tigers 42. Al Ahly 54. We'll take a break. We need a breather after that. Wow.
Voice of America, special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Mukbil Yabaro and Sheck Tierro. Al Ahly on a big 8-0 run to start the second half.
Goodness gracious.
Your thoughts, Mukbil?
54-42. They are up by 12 points. They were up by 4 going into the third quarter and a quick burst 8-0 run for Al Ahly. Sheck.
They understand the business. They understand it's time to separate themselves. You know, but
it's the third quarter.
Yes, third quarter, and whatever you do right here, it will determine the fourth quarter, and so they're coming really strong. And we see that, like, the coach took a time out trying to figure out what to do to stop this, and hopefully we're going to get something from the Cape Town after this timeout.
That young man, Zaron, number 14, another dunk early in the second half. He likes to throw it down.
He is moving stealthy.
And fast.
He is so fast.
Yeah.
Is he on the track team?
He'll run really fast for sure. You know? And he took off fast.
No, it's going to be, Matt, this was a great timeout by the coaching staff for the Cape Town Tigers to not let this get out of hand.
Yep.
But let's get back to the third quarter and let's see what they told their team. Back to Cairo.
There's couldn't come soon enough for the Tigers.
Finije trying to get his range down the left side, down the left flank. It doesn't fall. Omot picks it up. Omot backing into Ganapamo. Gets the ball out. He's going again. Thompson tries to float it. Contact by Hall. And straight to the free throw line goes Thompson. They just know how to turn it on, don't they?
A little 50-50, I think, on that one. You know, over visuals and where we're sitting, so we give the benefit of the doubt to the officials on the floor.
We're going to go across to Usher. Where is Usher's going to be somewhere? Usher, this is crazy, right?
Yes, it is absolutely crazy, but I just want to let you know that Amr Zaharan's father is sitting courtside and enjoying the display here. He's an Egyptian legend. He's obviously made a legacy of his own. But Amr on the court making his father proud and literally writing his own story. We've seen that with Zaire Wade and Dwayne Wade. But this is a special Egyptian story and something to be proud about for the Zaharan family.
Not even the ancient tablets could write a new story. You know, it's the hieroglyphics. Incredible. Yeah, Zaharan, national team player, of course, just like his father. Thank you, Usher. Knowledge is key.
It is essential.
Benitez gets the ball back for the Tigers. The Tigers trail by 14 all of a sudden.
Rabi, he is going to pick up a second foul, second team foul for Al-Ahli.
Just making contact there, and as he looks up to the replay, and there it is, just using his body to move Prinsloo a little bit.
Using that arm.
Here's Josh Hall. Josh Hall, Ganapamo, tries to drop it down to Wade, and there is a foul on Al-Ahli, of course, as you can see this, just as Thompson tried to get away, Ganapamo put his hand in, frustrated that his pass didn't go to the right man initially.
They made some great defensive adjustments out of the break of Al-Ahli. They have held the Tigers scoreless in just about 2 minutes of play, and this is a crucial run. This could be make or break for both teams.
Ganapamo has gone off for a moment, and Kille's come on. Amin, Omot drops it into Orabi, and he needs to get hold of that. The fast, slick move from Wade, snatching the ball away from Orabi. Goes for mid-range two. It's a beautiful score as well. Stunning stuff there from Wade.
First field goal for Wade. He stayed scoreless throughout the first half, and that's important that he does get a couple of those to spread and space the offense.
Yeah, a bit of a mismatch if he was going to drive into the basket. Omot gets it back out. There's a long-range shot from Amin. It doesn't fall. Picked up here by Hall. Hall takes it down into the corner. It goes. Kelly tries to get the ball back out, and the foul going against Zaharan. He's absolutely livid. Kelly getting a pair of free throw shots.
I tell you, these contact situations are so tough because they are experienced players on both ends. The feet set, and Zaran's a little upset because that's going to be his fourth personal, and he's going to have to take a break. Doesn't quite get contact with the chest, and it comes on the actual leg, so body call is there, and that's another look at Zaire Wade's first two in this one.
Now, it's an important moment. This is, they need to get themselves back into this. Prinsloo with the screen as Binije looks to try and find a little bit of space, and there is a NASA foul on this occasion.
As they've tried to up the intensity, in the second half. So the contact situations become more prevalent. And so they force the referees to make a call on those contact situations. And we've seen them frequency of blowing just increase.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know, to make it more physical. Benitez gets the ball back. Prince Lowe's come on. Use him as a screen. Finds a little bit of space. Tries to go around the outside. Not many options here. Wade needs to put himself available. But Kimi, oh, that is a brilliant bucket. It's a two for Benitez. As we see the face of Julibe, he curses the air, curses the sky, knowing that this clawing back slowly but surely.
A lot to like about the patience on offense from Benitez on that possession.
Juice Thompson to Amin. Amin switches hands, goes around, ducks, dives, finds a way, and doesn't fall, but Arabi's the tallest player there. And Omar goes around towards baseline and tries to flick it up. And there is a foul that's been committed. Doesn't land the two, will go to the free throw line.
Maybe just a little bit late on the rotation. Peter Prinsloo trying to come in as Omar makes another one of those innovative forays into the key. A little bit late, draws a foul, and Omar will go to the free throw line.
That's okay. It'll just, you know, take away the rhythm that they've tried to create here in the last couple of minutes to the Tigers. It hasn't been a bad patch for them. Of course, you know, they've tried to turn things around a little bit.
They just want to stay in it. Remember, it's one of the old cliches. Basketball is a game of runs, and I'll likely go on a run to start out this third. They're going to make a run of their own, and both coaches will know that. It's just how you weather those runs and how long they last, and you'll usually find the winner on the other side of those.
Josh Hall goes off. That's well won by Nasser. Got to get those defensive rebounds sorted. Nasser goes up and, well, hitting sky-high shots like that. 3 points big time, and it's a 14-point lead.
Yes, rebounding an issue for the Tigers out of the break.
Ganapamo back on court. Benije. The main players have to perform. There's a long-range shot, and he gets knocked off balance. But I think this is it's an offensive foul.
Yeah, Benije extending his leg out, looking to draw the contact, and instead of going to the free throw line, he picks up an offensive foul. Another look at the wide open shot. You see the leg extension on the other side as the shot goes down, but on the Paul Benajay's side, it didn't quite work the same way.
Here is Omot teasing, looking for options. Orabi. Oh, that's been stolen away. Great defensive play as Kelly goes up, and there's the layup, but he just can't find that velvet soft touch. Orabi at the other end, easy score. Winslow a little bit too late getting back.
Great teams will punish you. Kelly misses a point blank range layup. It's a quick outlet pass up the court to 7'2", Orabi for the easy finish.
Benije, Wade, Ganapamo. Got his range. That's a fantastic shot as well. And they finally get two just inside of the arc.
A little bit of confidence in the isolation situation for Ganapamo. And he knocks down a comfortable jump shot.
Up to 13. Omot. And comes back off the metal, picked up by Benije. Keeps the ball away from Amin. Here's Prinsloo. Prinsloo back out. Benije gets rid of his man. I just can't find his range on that occasion. Watch out for Orabi moving into position. Amin's there into the paint. Of course, that's where it goes. Prinsloo. And Prinsloo commits the foul. And that will be his third.
He's doing a great job of frustrating Orabi inside the paint. He's doing the best that he can. Orabi shoots it at 83% inside there. And what he could do once he was on the back was foul and force him to go and earn it from the charity stripe.
You know, at that point, when he's really got past you, there's nothing much you can do.
Got a foul. You don't give him the easy two, depending on what your personal foul situation is. So the only thing he can do is try and stay in front of the big inside the paint. Otherwise, he's going to get caught behind. And I think there's going to be a substitution now as Sibanyoni is going to come in. And he's going to have the tough task of having to cover Orabi inside as well.
Yeah, a bit of a difference in height, of course, with Sibanyoni and that man, Orabi. But I think everybody's
Hero, much smaller than Orabi, to be perfectly honest with you.
And he's still perfect from the free throw line in conference play.
Yeah, that's it. Back up. That's a good pass to Ganapamo. Just doesn't fall. Orabi makes the defensive rebound. Thompson picks it up. Amen. Goes for a three, a big long-range three. They're just picking off the points when they possibly can, being composed. But how they create time for their teammates is going to be a vital way in which Al Ahly deal with this matchup.
Second chance points and a little bit of those transition buckets have been vital for Al Ahly.
EJ, here's Wade. Wade goes up. That's a shot that comes back off the metal. Picked up, taken forward. Amin accelerates. Oh, he goes up. There's an attempt to Rabi with a big dunk. But I'm sorry, that's a technical. He can't hang.
He was trying to create the emphasis there, Rabi. We've seen the referees call the tick on the hang. The minute the legs get lifted up, you're going to get that. And more importantly, Orabi picks up a third foul. He gets a little bit ahead of himself, of course, just trying to emphasize. And, you know, the fans like to see it. We like to see it. But the refs, they're not as happy, and neither are the officials, because it's been a point of emphasis.
Well, the suppliers of the rings, the backboards, all of that. I mean, you know, we have to make sure that we've got, you know, the equipment's protected, of course. And the players are told before, you know, the games, they're told before the different conferences that you can't hang on the rim. You can't, because, you know, they cost a lot of money to replace, and it takes about 25 minutes to actually change it.
We don't want to see that, especially not with this action on the floor.
Picks up by Kelly, tries to find, he's running out of time, needs to find an option here.
Oh, excellent defensive play by Amin. He gets the block. The ball comes down onto the body of Tyler. And so it's another turnover. Great defensive work for Al Ahly.
Such sneaky play. And it's not even sneaky. It's so intelligent. Look at that.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
Well, things are going well for Al Ahly. They now have a 17-point lead. But it's up to the Tigers, because they've showed that they can turn it on and hit top gear whenever they want. And there's it's Omot who commits the foul on that occasion. That's foul number three for him.
Good foul starting to pile up here for Al Ahly. That's the third on Omot. Zaran has four. Orabi's got three. And they are in the penalty.
I know someone who's never been fouled out. She's never picked up a technical, but she's been warned a couple of times.
Perhaps you mean documented.
Exactly. Usher, what's the feeling like over there, especially on the bench for the Tigers?
Well, for the Tigers, the emphasis really is so much on the defense. Get that defense without fouling, of course, and try to ask the questions, drive into the paint, make sure that they have Al Ahly also not scoring easily. But so far, I think so good. It's very tough, you know, to play in the third quarter against a home team, against a team like Al Ahly that are so deep on the bench. And, you know, it's very tough, really.
Yeah, no, it is, definitely. That's Ganapamo's third foul as well. Just charging in, and he was still moving as Omot went on one of those very, very fast, surging, dangerous runs that he does. You've got to go, haven't you? You've got to go.
It's small details. Everything matters, especially here in games of this magnitude.
Michael Thompson going off and getting a breather.
We talked about the importance of the third, and right now it's Al Ahly who had the better third quarter, 20 points to 7 in this third quarter.
Ganapamo just a full back, beautiful 2 points there.
Able to create separation. Two areas he likes to score, on the baseline and elbow extended. He gets to the baseline and makes an important shot.
But he's so well positioned, even in the air when he's off balance, you know, just moving himself away. And that's going to be an offensive foul. And they get possession back. A little bit of frustration coming their way. They won't be happy with that, of course. It's Corey Webster
There's a lot being called in, just a little drive in. Great defensive work by Kelly to stay with his hands up. And maybe a case on this side here for Ganapamo, but he creates a separation, makes a tough shot.
But he has got great athleticism as well. Prinsloo comes back on and gets the ball, hauls back on as well. Omoch. Oh, get out of my house. That is just fiercely defended defensive game from Omar Orabi.
He is more athletic than he looks, and he does patrol the paint well, using all of that wingspan and length, clear it out of the paint.
That's one for the Cairo Massive. Okay, back out to Prinsloo. Prinsloo for three. Oh, it's a beautiful three-pointer there. Once again, he drops in to say hello.
Shooting it with confidence, Captain Peter Prinsloo. Important, important make. Keeping the Tigers just in it.
Now 14 points and 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They've allowed this Egyptian team to move ahead. Now they need to try and make it theirs. It's Omar who tries to get it in, the foul. And I'm just trying to see, is that Hall who got in the way? I think it is.
I do think it is Hall who's going to pick up the foul. And that is a big moment as Hall picks up his fourth foul. And look at Prinsloo, who lays it in, shooting it with confidence, very important. And the traditional bow and arrow. Hall, four fouls, 1:52 left during the third. Important decisions for Coach Haz.
Yeah, no, he needs to. There you go, there's the communication, and it's Wade who's going to come on.
It's a very tough outing for Josh Hall. He started off very well in that first quarter, scored 3 points in the second. He's been very cold in this one. It's tough inside the paint, of course, when you're coming up against a player like Omar Orabi, but on the defensive end, on the offensive end, he's not been efficient in this third quarter, and with four fouls, it makes it very difficult going forward.
And DJ doesn't find his range from downtown. Amen. Safe has come on. Here's Webster. Webster using. Oh, that is just sublime. You know, the technique is just straight out of the top drawer.
He comes in with scoring pedigree, does Webster. And great at creating his own shot. He makes another two for the Devils.
Here's Wade. Drops it into the path of Prinsloo. Prinsloo gets the ball back out. And it comes back out to Wade. Got to go for the shot pretty soon. Ganapamo, mid-range two. Just not finding its way.
Great defensive possession again. The ball well, and the shot well contested, and there is Omart once again inside. He goes unstoppable.
No, but it's incredible what he does, because he's able to just move his body just when he can see that there's a little, you know, obstacle in his way, so that there's continual movement from the defender, and then he gets nudged, and then the foul is committed.
It's his length, his first step, his speed.
It's all there, isn't it?
Another look at the crafty scoring of Webster around the pick. You go under, I hurt you by shooting over.
And Omar just continues to bolster his tally. He's up to, 21 points now. And you talk about the bench for this Al Ahly team. You got a player like Amin, goes off. 28-year-old, spent some time in Texas, but, you know, he's a player, comes on, maybe, you know, plays about 5-10 minutes maximum, but puts in a very strong performance when he comes on, makes it important.
He's been averaging about 14 minutes in this competition. He's only played one game. That's a nice finish there from Benici.
Thompson. Up against Wade, sneaks the ball out to Webster. USA to New Zealand, and down to Egypt into the middle, and safe. And that goes against it's a violation for being in the paint a little bit too long.
Gets called for 3 seconds. A chance here for the Tigers. They should hold for the final shot. They'll be pressured. Important that they do get a score on this one.
It is indeed, isn't it? Third quarter. Benici goes around the outside. To Benici. gets the pass out to Wade. Wade for a big shot there, and it's the tussle, and that's not going to fall. And there we have it, the end of the third quarter. And a bit of work to do for Coach Haas. He knows what he's got to do, and it's going to be a mountain to climb, but anything is possible. Cape Town Tigers 56, Al Ahly of Egypt 74. Fourth quarter coming up in a moment.
Voice of America coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Mukbil Yabaro and Sheck Tiero. Sheck talked about separation
in the third.
And I think Al Ahly separating themselves now from the Cape Town Tigers.
Absolutely. They're doing really good. They're down, I mean, I think it's an 8-point game. And
they're up. They're up 18.
Up 18 point. And that's not easy to come back from. And this time, the intensity of the game is, it's going to be very difficult to come back. But like they say, anything's possible. Ten minutes is like how many positions?
10 minutes is a lifetime in basketball, you know. So
absolutely,
definitely they can make it back. But I have a feeling, man. They were listening to Sheck, man.
Yeah,
I think they were. Like they must have been tuning in, and they were listening, and they said, "What is it that Sheck said? We need third quarter. We need to separate." They separated.
And it will make it easier for, because all the great teams, Sonny, know how to make this moment of the basketball game take its sense of urgency, and we saw that from that team Al Ahly, and Cape Town fighting back, but it's going to be very difficult if you're in this position down by 18 going to the fourth quarter. And worst case scenario, if each one scored, you score, I score, the clock will be finished. And it will be over for you, you know what I mean? So it's not a good position you want to be in as Cape Town.
Nuni Omot with 22 points. I think he's the top scorer in the game so far, Sheck. Mm-hmm. What do you think he's going to bring to South Sudan at the FIBA Basketball World Cup?
Man, he's going to be on his feet. Yeah, he's going to be very, very pretty much in shape than most of players there. And right after this one, I think he's a competitive player. He just came from the elimination tournament to go to the World Cup. I think it will be tremendous for the South Sudanese team, coached by Luol Deng.
Let's go back. What do you think? Go back to Cairo?
I think we're just about to get back to Cairo, but some stats here. 3 points. I'd say Cape Town is 3 for 13, while Ahly is 8 for 17. A lot more efficient from the three-point line and in the paint. Definitely Cape Town has got to tighten it up for the last 10 minutes. Mm. We will be back with some more post-game, but let's get back to Cairo.
Play with as they go up 4 points, but it's turnover. They're getting a little ball back to Al Ahly, which is not the ideal way to get this fourth quarter going. They need to turn up the heat. They need to put lots of pressure on Al Ahly, and they can't hold back. And they need to rebound.
Well, now it's a character test, the stress test for the Cape Town Tigers, and I guess for Al Ahly as well. They'll remember
big shot from Omot. He's outrageously good, isn't he?
Just outstanding. They'll remember the game against the Oilers, and I don't think they'll want a repeat of that scenario.
No, they definitely won't. 92-90. Canapamo goes up and he does draw the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. That's a good good physical drive through the middle. Nasser picks up his second.
Omot had 21 points in the opening game and now he's up to 24. Another look at Canapamo driving right in. And there's the turnaround jumper. There is a variety of ways that he knows how to score. And like I said, he makes it look so easy.
No, but he's really got a fantastic skill set. He's multi-talented. And the athleticism, I think, stands out from the crowd as well, because he's just everywhere and he can do everything.
Absolutely.
Canapamo back on the free throw line, ready to go again. 58. No, it just comes back out. Picked up by Prince Lowe. They get another chance. Into the middle. Killy. That's a nice bucket as well. He's so good at the soft touch, mid-range, short jump shot.
He gets up so high, and it gives him a chance to make some decisions in the air. And he knows how to shoot the ball on the way down. Great take.
Webster cuts inside. Tries to flick it up and around. It's been picked up and taken forward. Ganapo And Kelly, that's a couple of good scores. This is time to turn things around, maybe.
Bele up to 10 points, and that's all on the fast. Well, that one coming in transition, the other one coming in the half-court set.
15-point lead, and a couple of important scores here, and they get another chance. Here is Benice going up for two, and he gets another two fast points that after another steal, look at Julbe, not a happy man.
Here comes the scoring run, and that's an important 6 unanswered points for Al Ahly.
Yeah, but and they've got a strong team on, of course, and, with Omert and Thompson. So now Webster gets rid of his man, goes up and in. Beautiful score. I think it's just two this time.
Crisp shooting and shot creation. Gets the defender in the air, steps in, and makes an easy two.
Orabi about to come on. Benije cuts inside. Prince Lowe goes up for a big three-pointer. It's gone a little bit too high. Oh, Nkele trying to smuggle the ball. That's really good, strong play. That is from the Cape Town Tigers, man. And it will be a jump ball.
Bele and Juice Thompson getting tied up. That's a little battle. And the possession arrow is the way of Al Ahly. So it'll be their ball on the jump ball called. Orabi back in. Omot take a little breather after scoring 24 in this one.
A little breather. Just give him a little moment. Give him a minute and then it'll come back. We're going to go across to Usher. Cape Town Tigers picking up possession. Going to go across to Usher. Usher, what did you pick up on anything during that last break after the last quarter?
Yeah, just listening in to Coach Julbe, who is insisting to the Al Ahly players they cannot, you know, not stay focused in these last few minutes of the game. They know the Cape Town Tigers brought their A game in that second quarter, and they want to replicate that in this fourth quarter. It's not going to be very easy, but they must score on every possession. They've been consistent in that regard, and that's what he wants them to do.
Thanks very much, Usher. 13 points, and I love the Wade Ganapamo link up there, Q.
I like the Cape Town Tigers offense when Ganapamo is the primary go-to guy, and he does give them a lot of value.
Stolen ball once again. Ganapamo, where's he going to go? And he draws the foul. And I think that, is that Saif who's picked up a foul? And that might be his second, but very frustrated with that, I think.
Getting up the floor, goes right at the chest of Webster, and I'm not sure.
He came in from behind, I think, so
which way they make this call just yet? Just confirmation.
Yeah, the call is on Saif. It's a technical foul because when the referee Hassan Kamate met the call, Saif, you know, reacted and he hit the canvas on the ring, and the referee warned him and he continued to say, to talk back at him, and it was a technical foul.
They just never learn.
Oh, come on, Q. Oh, yeah, you never used to remain very silent, didn't you, when you were a player? Did you used to use those, like, sort of eyes?
We look for the facts in the case.
Well, it's 3 minutes into the last quarter, and it's 14 fouls for Al Ahly. So much basketball to be played, but this could be a problem.
That's a good bucket, that is, from the free throw line. And because of the technical, we've got three. And he gets a chance to knock down his second of three. And if he gets this, then it's a 12-point advantage. Getting underneath the skin of Al Ahly, this is the best way to do it.
There were some nerves because there is memory of what happened in that last quarter against the City Oilers. It's history kind of repeating itself as far as Al Ahly are concerned.
Listen, they've just stolen a couple of possessions, you know, and there's Webster trying to get his hands on the ball. Orabi just, he's moving into his path there, Prince Lowe. Orabi goes down, and
well, a show of sportsmanship there as well as Orabi goes to ground. The bench of the Cape Town Tigers go and get him up, but it's a battle royal on the floor nonetheless.
Here we go with Wade to Ganapamo. They got to find more points, Cape Town Tigers, if they want to rattle Al Ahly. Ganapamo goes up for three. It doesn't fall. It comes back out. Picked up by Webster. Webster down into the corner. And they try and find time, space, opportunities. Trying to use Orabi. Over the top it goes. They don't score again. Kelly goes on a charge. Kelly doesn't find the score.
Still searching for that individual bucket on transition. Kelly might have been better served to hold up.
Went on a raging run down that right-hand side. Here is Thompson. Orabi up against Prinsloo. Unable to deal with Orabi. Orabi gets the bucket.
Wow, that is great big man play by Orabi, going and shifting the body of Prinsloo for the score.
Very patient in the way that he moved and bided his time. Here is Prinsloo. That's a good pass to Ganapamo, the fullback. Oh, a delight to the eye. Poetry in motion. Love that from the Central African Republic man.
8 of 15 on the inside is Evans Ganapamo. And that's good shooting. But it's so strange. He's still not made a perimeter jump shot in the conference.
Waiting for that three-pointer and being hassled, being pestered, aren't they? Hounded in a big way. Oh, that's just come off the top. It's been made safe by Wade. And the offensive rebound, not good enough for them to sink that. Nasser, look at that! Magnificent from Ganapamo!
He is running the offense, is Evans Ganapamo. It's the gun show.
Wade Ganapamo making those moves, making it possible. Now we're down to 9 points. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're watching, enjoy. This is going to be a frenetic, fast and furious finale with 4:44 left on the clock. Here in Cairo. In it goes.
Driving up and in. Evans Ganapamo.
That's what it means to the bench. 71 points for the Tigers. 80 for Al Ahly. Time for a small break and we will be back.
And we are back with this special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Al Ahly 80. 271. Cape Town Tigers are making a valiant effort to try to get back in this game.
This game is not over, Muckbill. Not by a stretch. Yeah, 9-point deficit. Tigers have plenty of time, especially if they can hit a 3-pointer or two.
Oh, yeah. The momentum has shifted towards them, and Al Ahly has figured it out. Hence why they're trying to slow them down a little bit with this timeout call. It's going to be an exciting last few minutes. For sure.
The big man for the Cape Town Tigers from the Central African Republic, Evans Ganapamo, 24 points. That ties him with Nuni Omot for Al Ahly. He also has 24 points.
Oh, yeah. Two very dominating players that have played extremely well in the game. And we're excited to see where this goes, because at one point it looked as if the Egyptian side, Al Ahly, was really pulling away with the game. But Cape Town Tigers have shown us time and time again they have no quit in them, and they are willing to play it until the final whistle. So let us get back to Cairo as they are making their way back to the court. Well,
the excitement is very high here in Cairo. 71-80. They're clawing back, the Tigers. They've got a growl, and they're ready to enter this last 4:44 with as much bite as they possibly can. Al Ahly, the home team here in Cairo, as Webster gets the ball to Michael Juice Thompson, goes up. It doesn't go in. Hall makes it safe. He's just come back on cue.
Interesting period. Hall back in. It's a throw of the dice here by Coach Haz and the Cape Town Tigers.
Out wide to Hall. Hall has Benitez, the Nigerian, picks it up. Down to Hall, down into the corner. Ganapamo tries to find an option, gets it back to Hall. Hall over to Wade. Wade goes around. The bullet pass, 2 seconds left. Got to go for the shot. The shot comes in. It doesn't find its way in. Maybe a pass too many.
Well, also just great rotation, great contest on the shot from Hall. Credit the Al Ahly defense.
Give credit to the Al Ahly defense, of course, for that. And that might be all they've got, the ball back as well. So that's a good maneuver, that is. Fifth Al Ahly team foul. And that, we're going to go across to Usher. Usher, where are you?
I'm right here next to you, Robbie. I can believe it.
I haven't seen you for a long time. Just the scenario, because you just saw coming out of the last timeout, what was the state of play on the bench?
But Coach Jube is just asking the Al Ahli players who are on the court to literally execute what they've been doing since the start of this quarter. Just do the easy things. Don't try to, you know, reach out and complicate things. You have Orabi on the court. He has enough size to help them, you know, perform the screen at the very top and then easy, you know, drive through to the basket. But let's see what happens after this review.
Well, I think you can see the look of consternation on the face of Coach Auguste Jube. The one thing that I think he's trying to contest is the technical foul that happened, that they counted, and he's trying to state his case for his player here. So he wants the foul and the technical foul to be separated, but in FIBA rules, if you pick up the tech, it also counts as a personal foul. It says there is no separation on it, and it's, so it's going to be 5 team fouls. Orabi's got to go and take a seat.
That's what it was. That was the moment that he went straight into a look.
That's clear. That's a
clear fifth foul for Orabi.
Yeah. So the contest here from the coaches on the technical foul and the rules and the clarification on it, and he's going to find out right now that is the case, and because of the technical foul that's been awarded, Orabi will have to go and sit.
Yeah, Orabi's going to go off, but now that's absolutely clear.
Yeah, now it's very unfortunate for Orabi, considering how he started this game with the injury to his left elbow and then having to leave the big stage at this point in the game when it's very close.
And this will tell you about the dunking on the rim and understanding that that can be a factor later in the game.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. It's a valid point. Here he is. Kelly going up. He just can't sink that mid-range two.
I don't think that was great shot selection by Kelly on that offensive possession.
Well, they had time as well. Here's Thompson. And of course, look, 3:28, there is not much time left. Time, but not much. 9 points separate these two teams. Cape Town Tigers with one win and one loss. Al Ahli with 2 wins from 2 so far. Benije, that's a great pass. That is fantastic. Underneath, up above. Dunking it with one hand, sensational. It's a 7-point game.
That is a dime from Benije. Sees Evans Ganapamo cutting baseline for that wonderful reverse, well, up and under dunk finish.
And a traveling call going against Omot. And they get possession once again. This is an extraordinary moment.
Momentum right now with the Tigers. They are going to try and ride the scoring run.
I think there's a timeout that's been called, of course, just to interrupt this flow. Of course, get in the way of the runs, and you can obviously, you know, try and make adjustments. 73 points to 80, and we really are entering.
And this is a special coverage of the Basketball Africa League brought to you by the Voice of America. I'm Mukbil Yabaro.
Sonny Young with Mukbil.
Joined up, man. Listen here, Cape Town Tigers are making a run for it with about 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The lead is down to 7.
We just saw a beautiful pass, Mukbil, from Cape Town's Nigerian American guard Michael Benje. Beautiful pass, and I think Ganapamo converted
it. Ganapamo with the reverse dunk.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Momentum shifter is what I call it. You know, if Al Ahli is not careful, but you see what I like what they're doing. The coaching staff figured out what they did last time when they played City Oilers, and they blew that massive lead. They didn't call timeouts to break down that momentum. So they're using all the timeouts this time. You can't use them the next game anyways, right? Might as well use them all.
And they're only couple three-pointers really behind, you know, in terms of they're right in this game.
The game is still very close. It's going to be an exciting finish for sure, because it's almost as if the Cape Town Tigers can smell blood in the water.
Let's go back to Cairo.
Prince Lowe's there. Ganapamo being marked very firmly. Biding their time. Trying to go around the outside. It's a wild pass, and it's been picked up by Webster. Webster with Omot trying to move into space. Thompson, we know how deadly he is from outside of the arc. And it looks like it's a foul by Wade.
Yeah, Wade was caught in a mismatch there. Omot with giving up just more than a couple inches was Wade, so he opts for the foul. And it's only a second team foul. Wade's third.
Webster. Bart. Thompson. Shot clock down to 3 seconds. Needs to do something. And, well, they're going to get possession back. A little bit lucky there.
Right,
he was running out, running into no man's land.
Looking to create in there. And look at Josh Hall is going to go and have his injury looked at.
Here is Omot. Omot for a big three-pointer. Comes off the rim. They have possession. And Benice here with 2 minutes remaining. Got to get scores from this phase of possession. Long range three going up. Ganapamo unable to snatch it out. Taken forward by Amin. Oh, Omot goes up and makes it 100% secure.
Well, that's just great offense from Al Ahly. The drop-off to find Omot cutting baseline, and he's able to finish, even though there was a little bit of contact on it. It's a big score.
And, you know, when you look at Ihab Amin on his acceleration, he knows exactly how to play transition basketball because he's already up there before you've even looked up and realized that they've taken it.
Forcing the defense to make a choice, and he then gets the right option. And Omot ties Ganapamo for a leading scorer in this one with just 26 points. They keep it rolling. The Cape Town Tigers call a timeout. 9 points, it's three possessions. They've got to try and get a score out of this timeout. It's very, very important that they do it. Benice on the last couple of possessions tried a shot and then turned the ball over. They might want to put the ball in the hands of the hot man and their hot hand, Evans Ganapamo. They try to run a double screen for him, maybe find some extra action for Tele. But at this point, they need to get a good look at the next offensive possession.
Yeah, 73-82. So 9 points, honestly. 9 points, 153. You've got the stop-start game where you've got fouls that are committed. You've got your moments where you step up to the free throw line. They've got three team fouls, you know, before they actually have to get to five. So there's a scenario there. There's lots of little things that you can look at because you talked about small margins and small little elements within a game. 153 is a very long time in basketball if it's played intelligently.
And especially with Orabi off the floor, they are a different team, Al Ahly, when they don't have their big. It's an opportunity to attack the paint for Cape Town Tigers. And what it also does is they have to give up a little bit on the offensive end. It makes Al Ahly a little bit quicker up the floor on the offensive end. They might be able to capitalize a little bit more in transition.
Yeah, and they've only got Josh Hall, who's obviously got four fouls. But besides that, pretty good position. Going around the outside, Benice looking a little bit more pressure on the defensive game, making it available. Ganapamo can't get past Omot, and that's a big loss of possession there.
Excellent defense from Omot, just using that wingspan to control and steal the ball from Ganapamo.
Benice, shot clock down to 5 seconds, need to go for it. Well, Omot out wide, Amin. Thompson's shot. It's a big score. A massive three-pointer. Oh, he lifted that up high, sumptuously released, and in it goes.
That could potentially be the dagger for Al Ahly.
Wade goes up for a big shot. There's no one there to make that safe. But I think there was a touch, and the ball's taken out. They will get possession back. That might be a blessing that they stopped the clock.
The big time shooting here. Great shooting down the stretch by the experienced Juice Thompson. Great find and just the composure needed to make a big shot.
We go again. Ganapamo tries to turn Zeran. And that's fighting. That's great work on the ground there by Gilly. Really needed to pounce on that. And a little cheer, a little positive victory in the closing end of this battle as they get possession back. But there has been a timeout that's been called because they need to regroup and understand how they're going to play this.
Well, 53 seconds left. They have got to get a quick score and then make a decision in terms of whether they send Al Ahly to the free throw line or allow them to just push the ball up the floor. Well, they'll try and take as much time off the clock. It's in their best interest to milk the clock and continue to just build more time pressure. Cape Town have got to score quickly and then think foul as quickly as possible. See if they can't scramble and get a couple of points back from both the free throw line and the 3-point line.
Yeah, and you know, what we've seen so far is Ghana Pamo going into the paint is ever so dangerous. He always gets himself into those pockets of space and kind of draws the foul as well. We've seen him go up to the free throw line along with Benije. These are the key players you want to really start probing and making life a little bit difficult for them in defense.
Well, they've been a lot better from the free throw line at Cape Town Tigers. 73%, 14 of 19 shooting. It's been much improved. Where they have struggled, though, is the 3-point line. They've only got 3 of 16. I mean, 3 of 13 at 16%, and that is going to hurt them a lot. You have to be able to shoot the ball well from the perimeter in this BAL competition.
Wade Kelly drives in, tries to turn, tries to find that mid-range two. He's been doing it all night, and it works a treat again. 75 points. That full-court press is needed logically, right?
A foul has got to come with a nice score from Thele.
Lanayman, 35 points. Got to go and get the ball. God, that is just incredible. He's so zippy, isn't he? Ayman goes up and makes that score 11 points for him. Benije.
Fantastic finish by Amit.
Prince Lowe just not falling, coming off the metal. 18 points. And it's a little bit too late. He's going again. Omot has just been extraordinary. 26 points. Level with Ghana Pamo, in fact. But he goes to the free throw line. And we'll just try and extend that advantage. 75-87.
Well, fantastic work inside the paint again. Omot, he is without a doubt a nightmare to guard. In their conversation, we saw Peter Prinsloo in the loss against Petro continuing to conversate. He left the floor in rather strange fashion, but here it is. Much better performance from the Cape Town Tigers. They are going to fall short, but they should be credited for a little bit of fight back, especially after what we saw from them against Petro.
No, there's most definitely a lot of positives that you can actually take out of this performance rather than, you know, what we saw in the last outing where they just seemed a little bit... Well, they didn't have the claw that they've had today, that's for sure, as they go up. Thompson Joes for a little two-pointer, and they've done it. They've done it. Al Ahly, 2.8 seconds remaining. And that is it. That's the end of this encounter. 75-91, and Al Ahly make it 3 out of 3, but they were made to fight for that. Aristi Julbe knows that wasn't an easy battle, but coach has of the Cape Town Tigers will pick a lot of positives from that. The final score: Cape Town Tigers 75, Al Ahly 91.
And this is the special VOA broadcast of the Basketball Africa League. Al Ahly just beat Cape Town Tigers 91-75. That score is not indicative of how close this game was at one point. Even in the fourth, they were able to get it to within 6 or 7.
Tigers threatening there in the fourth quarter, Muck Bill, and they came up just a little short, but they definitely showed their fighting spirit. Let's take a look at the scoring charts. Evans Ganapamo led Cape Town Tigers with 26 points. He's from the Central African Republic. And turning over to Al Ahly, their high score, also with actually 28 points, it looks like. Nuni Omot, he was the game high score. And let's go to Nooney now for a post-game interview.
Let's get over to Coach Mills in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. Coach, this is the second year in a row you've led a team to the BAL playoffs. Aside from the teams themselves, what have been some of the biggest changes for you from BAL season 2 to season 3?
Well, first and foremost,
we're going to score the ball. Defense is key, honestly, because we're going to score. So we're just locking on the defensive end. I feel like we're going to win every game because we're going to, you know, get open shots. We're going to get guys open, going to get in transition. So we just continue to, you know, defend. I feel like everything will take care of itself.
Things are looking good for you now on the table. You have 3 wins. Petro have 3 wins. How does it set you up for the next fixture?
Petro's a good team. Obviously, they got a lot of guys that are athletic. They're good defensively. So it's going to be a battle of defense. They got guys that can shoot the ball. So we just play, you know, our game and defend. I think I'm going to like our chances with us.
And lastly, how important were the fans? Did you enjoy them, you know, cheering you on and everybody on the team?
It gives us an advantage being in Egypt. Obviously, we got